again today at the Bearcat Invite. All the exciting action is moments away as Central Nebraska's best wrestling coverage continues next. But first, in a new Tech Seed pregame show, we'll join KKPR sports director Doug Duda live from Kearney High right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone, from the Kearney High Gymnasium. It is time for the finals of the 2013 Kearney High Wrestling Invitational. Here on the New Tech Seed pregame show, Doug Duda along with Larry Baker. Glad to have you with us. It's been a couple of years. We had an ice storm a couple of years ago. Last year, we had a little different coverage of the Kearney High Wrestling Invite. But today, we are glad to be back and ready to go again. The opening Saturday, there were a few duels. There were some invites and some meets last night, but the first Saturday of the wrestling season. 10 teams are here, 4 of them ranked in the top 10. For the first time in a while, there are no Kansas teams, Class B teams. These are 10 Class A teams in the state of Nebraska. Doug Duda and Larry Baker, as we said, on the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll give you a look at the finalists. We'll bring you all the action of the first, second, and third, fourth place matches. And Larry, for the first time in quite a while, we actually have a team race going into the finals.
Yeah, you know, people have talked here for the last several years that, oh, Grand Island's graduated a few and maybe people are catching them. And so far that hasn't been the case. But Kearney got a couple guys injected into their lineup, one a transfer from Grand Island, one a transfer from Kearney Catholic, and has boosted their point total. And I think they'll have something to say about things. Kearney High will at the end of the season, no doubt about it, but we absolutely have one today between the old rival, Grand Island and Kearney.
And we will take a look at the team race right now. In 10th place, Lincoln Northeast has 25 points. In 9th place, Omaha Bryan with 34. In 8th, Bellevue West, 62. In 7th, Lincoln East with 96. In 6th, Columbus with 97. In the top 5, Hastings is 5th with 120.5 points. 4th is Lincoln Southwest with 129 points. Just a point ahead of them. In 3rd is North Platte with 130 points. Kearney High is 2nd with 213. 3 back of Grand Island, 216.5 points. And that is your team standing. 7 Grand Island wrestlers going into the finals. 6 from Kearney High. And Larry, we're not going to sit here and sugarcoat a whole lot of things. Grand Island is going to be the favorite going into the finals, not because they have one more wrestler, but they're going to be favored in almost every one of those matches.
Yeah, what Kearney High needed here is they needed to get matched up with Grand Island in the finals, and we're only going to see them wrestle twice at 138 and 220, and that's probably going to be a split. So, you know, Kearney really needed to get matched up with them in the finals. You're exactly right. Grand Island's got a bunch of bullets they're going to fire here in the finals, and these are big points to score here.
And we're not going to have there was a little mixture. Sometimes it's hard to seed that first tournament of the year, and the higher we got in weight classes, the more we saw that the one and twos didn't make it through today.
Yeah, and what you had is you had a bunch of guys that maybe hadn't cracked the lineup or hadn't qualified, something like that, and ended up getting drawn into a spot, and we saw a bunch of those guys win through here today.
And we're going to have some interesting third and fourth place matches. There's a couple rematches in there. There's a couple guys that came in as the top seed. There were a couple kids that got upset. So we're going to have some good matches here for you. And we'll take a look at the finalists after this message on the New Tech Seed pregame show live from the Kearney High Wrestling Invite.
Let's face it, if you own a business, your employees are your best advertisers. But if you're like most businesses, your billboards are blank. That's where Demilico comes in. Use screen printing or embroidery to get all your employees to look like they play on the same team. Demilico can outfit the office for a casual Friday or an entire construction company. They can also outfit your softball, baseball, or any sport team. Check them out online, Demilico.com, and see what their design staff can do for you. Demilico, just south of the 2nd Avenue overpass in Kearney. For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Again, for our folks in the Lincoln and Omaha area, if you're listening online or wherever you happen to be today, we appreciate you joining us here for the Kearney High Wrestling Invite Finals today. Let's take a look at who will be wrestling today, starting with the championship matches. Our lineup's brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank. A very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. 5 Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. 5 Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. At 106 pounds, Gabe Crocker of Kearney High will take on Jason Christensen of Lincoln Southwest. At 113, Brandon Kyle of Hastings will take on Skylar Schmidt of Grand Island. In the finals at 120, Nolan Laux of Hastings, Isaac Stansberry of Kearney. At 126, Damon Rodriguez of Kearney High, Jackson Knorr of Lincoln Southwest. At 132, Dante Rodriguez of Kearney High, and Dylan Peterson of North Platte. At 138, Andrew Rojas of Grand Island, Trevor Bigelow of Kearney High. At 145, Rigo Barragan of Grand Island, and Jake Garner of Bellevue West. At 152, Sean Robley of North Platte will take on Wee Trong of Hastings. At 160, Tim Burbach of Lincoln Southwest will take on Billy Thompson of Grand Island. At 170, Harris Talunzik of Grand Island and Caleb O'Dell of Lincoln East. At 182, Tyler Schreiner of Grand Island and Zach Roeder of Lincoln Southwest. At 195, Edgar Silver, Grand Island, Tyler Bornson, North Platte. 220, Chase Reese, Grand Island, Aaron Griffith, Kearney High. And 285, Alec Morales, North Platte, and Gabe Ledesma of Kearney High. And those are the wrestlers that will be in our 14 weight classes looking for championships here on the opening invite of the season. Larry, what sticks out to you? We're going to have a Kearney, Hastings, or Grand Island kid, I think, in every match.
Yeah, tons of Tri-City flavor here. The big matches for me today, I think, are at 120 pounds. With Nolan Laux, he's been first and third. Isaac Stansberry, Kearney's been third and fourth. Laux has beaten him before, but I think that's a pretty high-powered matchup there. And then at 160 pounds, I think you're going to get a really good one with Burbach of Lincoln Southwest, sixth at state meet last year against Billy Thompson of Grand Island, who was a state qualifier 2 years ago, you'll remember, was a possible finalist last year, gets hurt at the district tournament, wasn't able to wrestle at state meet, and he's some people's pick to win the state title this year at 160 pounds. So that will be a big, big match.
As you said, there's only two matchups between Kearney and Grand Island wrestlers. And with Dante Rodriguez at it, let's see, let me double check. What did I have here? Where did we have those
Rojas
two?
Rojas and Bigelow at 38 and yes, at 220.
So you look at Grand Island maybe being favored in those two matches, although at 38, we'll see what Bigelow can do. He had a couple of nice matches earlier here today. And maybe the most impressive so far today, at least to the Tri-City kids, is Damon Rodriguez, who's been wrestling at Kearney Catholic, the younger of the two Rodriguezes. He comes up here and he beats two state medalists already today to get to the final.
Yeah, he's a tough kid to wrestle. I've seen him wrestle here through his high school career. Awfully tough to wrestle. He's got a ton of funk. And he'll start rolling around with you, Doug, and you end up in a bad spot when you felt like you went into something feeling pretty good about yourself. So he'll be able to compete at this level. The one thing about the Rodriguez boys is they wrestle all over the United States. So A, B, C, D, that kind of thing. They wrestle a lot of competition. Not a whole lot different for him here.
Well, those are the starters for the championship matches. We'll take a look at the third and fourth as we move along as well. Brought to you by 5 Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to 5 Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. 5 Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. We'll be back with more wrestling in just a moment, but we also want to let you know before we go to a break here that basketball is airing on ESPN. The Kearney Catholic, Grand Island Central Catholic boys game is airing right now on ESPN 1460, and then that will be followed by the SEC championship game. So it's a busy day, and we're glad you're with us here. Larry, one thing I think that is interesting, we talked about how close the team race is for the first time in a long time between Kearney and Grand Island. One has dominated it, and it used to be Kearney, and then Grand Island took over, five-time champion now at the state tournament. But Hastings is reemerging as a power. They are not in the top five yet, but they're preseason number eight.
Yeah, and they're going to get there. Coach Laux is a Hastings kid. He's a state medalist at Hastings for Howard Sheely. He's going to do a great job with that program. And one of the things we see, we talk about this a lot in wrestling, when there's a coach's kid,
yeah,
usually they'll grab the year or two above him, the year or two below him, and start taking them as kids. And that's exactly what Coach Laux has done. And he's building a great program. Even, you know, watching here before the broadcast started, Doug, some kids that he had wrestling in the blood and guts round there that lost, tough kids, tough matches. He's getting guys to the end of tournaments. They're going to do well.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Starker, a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll get our wrestling underway in a moment.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extra Happy New Year from your friends at Nebraska Land National Bank. As we take time to reflect this holiday season, Nebraska Land National Bank would like to thank all of those who have welcomed us into the community. We look forward to serving and growing with you in the coming year. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land
And welcome back to high school wrestling here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Our consolation third and fourth place match at 106, Miguel Hernandez of Grand Island, Carter Wolk of Columbus. The 106 championship, Gabe Crocker of Kearney, Jason Christensen of Lincoln Southwest, and Larry, we're underway.
Yeah, it's always good to get the final started off, especially at a tournament as good as this.
Gabe Crocker, obviously the Crocker name. There's been plenty of that rotating through Kearney over the years. Just a sophomore. Was able to get two matches in today. Beat both the guys that are wrestling for third and fourth in Hernandez and Wolk. Now, the lower weight classes not jam-packed with kids, and the upper weight classes, but a lot of the middle weight classes, as you would expect, are.
Yeah, and since we've seen that change in the weight classes, we'll see that Gabe Crocker's in a big, big spot here. Doug, he's went from feet to back with a cradle.
He's got the takedown. He's got the stick. And it only took 40 seconds. Gabe Crocker, your first Kearney High champion for 2013 at 106 pounds.
With bonus, Doug. The two extra points there for the pin are going to be big. It's tough to beat a Kearney High wrestler in this gym. And it's not as packed as it normally is, but this is a pretty tough place to wrestle. If Kearney can get on a roll, this place will start to rock a little bit.
Why do you think the team race is a little closer here? Everybody's going to say there's a chink in the Grand Island armor. Well, there's a chink in the armor because Dante Rodriguez transferred to Kearney, so you're going to take away all those state tournament points.
It's a 40-point swing.
Yeah.
Basically, you're taking 20 away from Grand Island and giving 20 there right now to Kearney. There's no question about that, but I think, and I've said it all year, I think Kearney's going to be better than people think. Kearney graduated a lot of people last year, but Kearney's pretty good.
So let's move on to the 113-pound championship. Brandon Kyle of Hastings and Skylar Schmidt of Grand Island. Kyle, one of those youngsters that's got a lot of talent, a junior for the Tigers.
Yeah, and he was fourth place at the state meet last year. Of course, we know who he wrestles in the room every day. So these two kids, wouldn't surprise me to see both of them win a state title together here before their careers are over.
Tying up with the upper body, going arms here, breaking away a couple of times, no score through the first 40 seconds, and in on a shot is going to be Schmidt, but countering that shot is going to be Kyle.
That was a tremendous slide by Schmidt, came in and tried to tie up with an ear-to-ear tie, and Kyle just slid him by. Kyle's a tough wrestler to wrestle because he's extremely long. And long wrestlers are tough there. He's got the near leg in. He's riding tough here.
So 2-0, Kyle, 1 minute into the first period here in the 113-pound championship. Trying to get a little high here and get a tip on Skylar Schmidt. Over in the consolation match, it is 2-0, Wolk of Columbus leading Hernandez of Grand Island as they are a minute into the second period.
Yeah, and Kyle's riding tough here. He absolutely hasn't allowed Schmidt to breathe. Now he's looking to get an arm out, maybe get an arm bar. He's got it trapped under him. There's only 30 seconds left in the period.
Now laying out as flat as he can is Schmidt, trying not to allow Kyle to work anything here and maybe just get out of trouble and let the time run out in period number one. But coming to the side now, trying to set up a little cradle is going to be Kyle, and he's going to get him turned.
Yeah, he's got a Turk there. Oh, he let the Turk go. If he'd have kept that Turk, he was going to get back points there, Doug.
He's trying to turn him on his back, but he doesn't really have good control right now. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, but he does get that arm and gets a count.
He's going to get three.
And he will get the three near fall just before time expires. Here in the opening period, Kyle of Hastings 5, Schmidt of Grand Island nothing. And in the consolation match, we'll go to the third period. Wolk of Columbus leading Hernandez of Grand Island 2-0.
Brandon Kyle of Hastings there does a tremendous job. He gets the takedown and kept constant pressure there coming forward. It wasn't a surprise that he got a turn there even at the end of the period. He didn't let up there from the moment he got the takedown. Constant pressure forward, always looking for a turn there.
And Kyle will have bottom to start the second period here, leading 5-0. Does to try to do a quick spin through or sit and spin.
He has a standing switch there, and I think he's going to score off it, Doug.
And he will get the reversal just before they go out of bounds. So reversal by Kyle, and he's in control, 7-0.
Yeah, he did a nice job there. He came up, and Schmidt took him back down to the mat. Kyle come up again. Schmidt took him back down, and the third time he came up, he hit a standing switch there with a tremendous amount of pressure and finished.
Back over in the consolation match, 90 seconds to go in the match. It's still 2-0. Wolick of Columbus leading Hernandez of Grand Island, and Wolick is on bottom here in the third period.
Yeah, and Wolick scored those 2 points here about 10 seconds into the match, and that's where this thing stayed.
Back over to the championship match. Again, Gabe Crocker took 40 seconds to pin Jason Christensen of Lincoln Southwest. Now we've got an escape by Schmidt of Grand Island after being reversed here early in period two. Kyle of Hastings, 7-1 over Schmidt, right back on their feet in the center circle.
Yeah, and Schmidt's got to be careful. He came in and tied up tough there. Kyle's going to slide him by again. Nice sweep single. Kyle's in real deep here.
Minute 10 to go in the first period. He's going to get that takedown. Now can he take him to his back? There's the two-point takedown.
Yeah, he had a nice cut back there.
9-1, Kyle with a minute to go here in period number two. And Schmidt is able to get off his side, off his back, and then Kyle says, "I'm not so fast."
Yeah, Kyle's got that leg turked, and if Schmidt can't get that out, he's going to give up more back points here. Kyle's doing a great job, just relentless on top.
Schmidt does get the little flatten out on his belly.
Down 9-1, 30 seconds left in the second period.
Still waiting for our first splatel of the day, Bakes.
Oh, we'll see one. Carney's here.
25 seconds to go, second period. Brandon Kyle of Hastings leads Skylar Schmidt of Grand Island. Then Nolan Laux and Isaac Stansberry at 120. Damon Rodriguez of Kearney and Jackson Knorr of Southwest at 126.
Oh, they're going to get him with a full Nelson. That was too bad. He's running a great high half there, and his knuckles just barely grazed the other side of his head, so they hit him with a full Nelson. That's too bad.
The full Nelson, one of Brad Ryan's favorite moves. 9-2 the score. As Kyle, as they reset, he's on top. Skylar Schmidt on bottom.
Yeah, they're going to caution him. It's 9-2 here. Kyle's just been in total control.
And in our consolation match, it's come to an end at 106. Miguel Hernandez, Wolick of Columbus, a 4-0 win over Hernandez of Grand Island. 4-0, Wolick wins it. So at 113 pounds, the consolation, Jordan Bober of Kearney and Kobe Pezoza Hall of Columbus. Championship, we go to the third period now, and Schmidt decides to take down, and Kyle just cuts him. So that'll make it 9-3 as they wrestle on their feet.
And that's smart. That's smart, Doug. That's exactly what happened. And that's smart because he's tried to turn him and tried to turn him, and he's only been successful there the one time. But he's will take care of business on his feet. It makes more sense to stay on his feet here.
In on a weak shot there is Schmidt, and Kyle circling. He's trying to find a leg here. As soon as he pops his through, he'll be able to have the takedown.
Yep, Kyle's got it there. They stalemated it out. Kyle had him pretty flat.
Schmidt, just a sophomore, against Kyle, the junior, as they have a stalemate and restart. 9-3 Kyle Hastings. He was up 5-0 after the first period, 7-0 early in the second, and has just kind of quietly went about his business here the last couple minutes.
Yeah, and Schmidt's pretty game here for a young kid wrestling a state medalist. He's doing a nice job. Kyle's in real deep on another shot. He's going to finish it there to go up 11-3 with a minute left in the match.
Back over here in the consolation, we're going to go a first period with no score between Bober of Kearney and Pezosa Hall of Columbus. Again, refreshing the memory in the championship. You go 2 minutes, 2 minutes, 2 minutes in the consolation. The first period's only 1 minute, and the choice will go to Hall, and Pezosa Hall will take bottom to begin the second period against Bober of Kearney. Back over here in the championship, working their way towards the edge of the mat. Kyle is trying to get the turn, but he might run out of real estate.
Yeah,
he does.
He's got a tight waist wing there, and he was running that tough. He's been tough on top. He hasn't let up for a second in this match.
34 seconds to go, 11-3. Enough for a major decision right now for Brandon Kyle, but he'd like to finish it off with the pin. It's going to be one or the other right now, it would look like, Larry.
Yeah, I think so. I don't see Mr. Schmidt being able to get out. He's wrestled awfully tough here, but Kyle looks good.
And unfortunately, some news in our next match as we get to the consolation. Pezosa Hall of Columbus has taken the escape. 1-0 lead over Bober. 1:20 to go in the second. Kyle again trying to get the turn here, but Schmidt fighting him off. 10 seconds to go. Almost got him turned over there.
There he does.
But kicking through and not letting the count take place. Well, they will get him a two count, and that will be the end of the match.
Yeah.
13-3, Brandon Kyle of Hastings, a major decision over Skylar Schmidt of Grand Island.
You can clearly see there how much wrestling got done this summer with Kyle and Laux and that crew. He looked really sharp there.
And you take a look at what has happened now. At 1:20, one of the more anticipated matches, Nolan Laux of Hastings, Isaac Stansberry of Kearney. It will not take place because of a Stansberry injury. A little gamesmanship, I'm sure, as well there, Larry. These kids aren't going to end up down the road. They're not going to wrestle each other in district, so this could only have something to do with conference seating down the road.
Yeah, and they're going to see each other, I'm sure, several times. So if it's a situation where something's got tweaked and you're just not wanting to go out and go through a meat grinder in week one, there's nothing wrong with that.
So Isaac Stansberry, little ankle tweak. They're not going to risk it here. And what will be a physical match?
No question.
I mean, you're going to need every one of your body parts if you're going to go Stansberry against Laux. So Hastings with two wins here in the first three weight classes. Now, Damon Rodriguez of Kearney and Jackson Knorr of Lincoln Southwest will tangle it up. In our consolation, it is Pezosa Hall of Columbus, a 1-0 lead over Kearney's Bober heading to the third, but Bober will get choice and he'll take bottom. Rodriguez, this, with no disrespect to Knorr, this might be his easiest match of the day, the way the bracket drew out.
Yeah, there's no question. He beat some really tough kids to get here. He was fifth in Class C last year. You know, he's got, what, between his two brothers, there's, what, four state titles, five state titles between them. So he's got some pretty good wrestling in the room through his life, and he's a pretty tough kid. And like I said, he's very game. He's longer and leaner than the other boys have been, and he's just got a lot of funk to him. He's very, very – you got to be careful rolling around on the mat with that kid.
Damon beat Aaron Hauser 3-2 in the semifinals. And it looks like we might have a little blood time here, so we'll stop the action there in our 126-pound championship. And with that going on, it's a chance for us to take a break. Our Kearney Wrestling coverage brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer sales representative. We'll be right back.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe
Doug Mackey. Doug Larry Baker back with you here at Kearney High for the 2013 championships of the Kearney Wrestling Invitational. At 113, Jordan Bomer, not only does he get off bottom, he reverses Pozoza Hall right to his back, and he's going to win by a pin in 357. So Bomer of Kearney takes third. After being down, not scoring the first two periods, he wins by a pin. That means the 120-pound consolation, Blake Cohen of Grand Island and Chris Bailey of Columbus will be facing off. At the 126-pound championship, after a little bit of blood time, we're scoreless with 30 seconds to go here. And the blood fell here. The old blood stoppage fell out. We got a bloody nose here for Lincoln Southwest wrestler Jackson Knorr. And those are tough because you can already see we could have a constant stoppage of the match here. Damon Rodriguez, not necessarily a kid that's going to go out and a lot of those 3-2-4, 3-2-1 type of matches. This is probably going to go the distance.
Yeah, I would think so. You know, he beats Hauser from North Platte in the semis. Hauser was only third in Class A last year, Doug.
Only.
So, yeah, I mean, there's a couple big wins there.
Well, both of the Rodriguez boys obviously have grown, matured a little bit more, have got taller, have had to adjust their weight. I mean, let's face it, they both started at 106 and didn't want to compete against each other in the wrestling room, so kind of parted ways, and now the brothers together for the first and only year of their careers here at Kearney High.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's been great for the family. The whole family can go to one place to watch them instead of Grand Island and Kearney High or Kearney Catholic and that kind of thing. I'm sure it's really nice for them to be able to do that.
Well, I know their mother, Robin, said it was hard to wear all the gear. You know, yeah. The Grand Island, the Kearney Catholic, and the Kearney High got it all on today, she said.
Yeah, that's good.
Plenty of buttons. Plenty of buttons. The first period comes to a scoreless end, and so Jackson Knorr of Southwest is going to take bottom here to start the second period. He gets those hips out. Rodriguez trying to hold on there right at the top of the mat. And for Damon, he wants to get him off the mat. Otherwise, he's going to give up the escape.
Yeah, beautiful reach shot there, Doug. In fact, the escape still has not been awarded. And Damon did a tremendous job there on a shot in on a leg. He's in deep. He may not finish it, but I would think there's a good chance they'll go back to the center here. They're still right on the edge of the mat.
Yeah, had the escape been awarded, Rodriguez would be setting himself up for a two-point takedown, but they break and they will give. Now Rodriguez loses the leg, and there is an escape for Jackson Knorr of Lincoln Southwest.
Yeah, Damon was in tough there. He just couldn't finish. He's in tough there again, and he's going to get slid by. Pancaked, not to his back, but he's going to give up two there. Took that shot from just a little bit too far away, Doug, and he's going to get thrown by. He did a nice job not giving up back points there. He could have got pancaked to his back there pretty easy.
So Jackson Knorr of Lincoln Southwest up by a score of 3-0, Larry, and Rodriguez will have some work here for him.
Yeah, and the key here is, Doug, he needs to get out. He's going to go to his back here, Doug. No. He needs to get one here so on his choice he can go down so a takedown can win it for him and not tie it. In the third period, he's going to have to get out and get a takedown in the third period, and he needs to get one here with 20 seconds left in the second.
Well, Knorr did finish fourth at the state meet last year at this same weight class, and Rodriguez comes to his feet. He gets the escape, and that's big with just 12
Huge.
Seconds to go here in the period because Damon will get his choice in the third. Doesn't want to give up any points here. It looks like both wrestlers are more than satisfied with letting the second period end.
And in these situations, Damon's okay. He's been in these situations, whether it be in a match or in the room, lots and lots of times. So this moment obviously won't be too big for him.
In our consolation match, it looks like Cone of Grand Island has a 1-0 lead over Bailey of Columbus, but they go to the third, and it's Bailey's choice. Cone got the escape in the second. Bailey now has a chance to work off the bottom in the third. And now Rodriguez will take bottom of the third period. Damon trailing Jackson Knorr of Lincoln Southwest 3-1.
And he does. He's got to get out because once he's out, he needs a takedown. So he needs to get going here.
Just underway in the third period. You're listening to the Kearney Wrestling Invite on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda, Larry Baker with you here on this Saturday afternoon. There is basketball on ESPN 1460. The Kearney Catholic and Grand Island Central Catholic boys playing in the championship of the early season tournament over in Grand Island. Trying a little sit through here is Rodriguez, but boy, he's got, Noor's got both those arms.
Yeah, he's got double unders there. Rodriguez is on his butt, and Rodriguez is moving. He's got to string a couple things together here. He's right there. He's going to go. He's going to try to head Gazzoni. No good there. I mean, he's starting to move here, but there's a minute left, and, I mean.
Larry, is he thinking one-point escape, or is he thinking two-point reverse?
No, right there. He's going to. Oh, they didn't. You've got to give him an escape there. You need an escape. They haven't given him an escape.
Yeah, they broke total contact, Larry.
Yes.
They broke total contact. There has to be an escape in there. And the referee finally awards it. But only 44 seconds to go. Noor of Lincoln Southwest leading Damon Rodriguez of Kearney in the 126-pound final.
He's in on a shot, Doug. He's got both hands on the leg. He's in pretty good. He's in pretty good. Noor's got the leg on the outside. He tried to cut back there.
Rodriguez going to run out of real estate. Got to keep him on the mat.
He's
got
to score here,
He's got
Doug.
The takedown. 24 seconds to go. Damon Rodriguez with the takedown. Noor immediately to his feet and off the mat they'll go. 20 seconds remaining.
And he's dominated, though. All the ties on his feet here.
So Noor from bottom needs to get out with 20 seconds to go. It's 4-3, Damon Rodriguez.
He's got to ride him tough here, Doug, and not give him any space.
Oh,
Noor comes right to his feet, but Rodriguez does the right thing. He drops down to a leg. That'll eat a lot of time.
14 seconds. And Rodriguez, smart now. He's just hanging on to that leg, but the official not going to let it happen. He calls a stalemate with 9 seconds to go.
No warnings for stalling here. If he comes back to his feet, Rodriguez should drop right back down to that leg.
Noor needs an escape. It's 4-3 Rodriguez. Off the whistle with 9 seconds. He knees that back ankle so he can't get up. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Noor faces him, but he'll run out of time. Noor actually threw Rodriguez to the mat. Southwest wants the escape. They're not going to get it.
No, they're not going to get it. And the official was pretty deliberate in that there had to be a clean break. That's what we said. Rodriguez has been in these situations before. He wrestled through it, wrestled the full 6 minutes, and gets himself a really nice win.
And over in the consolation match, Columbus's Chris Bailey will take a 3-1 victory over Blake Cohn of Grand Island. I believe we went overtime.
Yeah, and there was unsportsmanlike conduct there on Grand Island.
Which could
they,
be big
and
in the team
they just
race.
Took a team point. I just saw the official. They just took a team point. You have a situation here now where we're at 132 pounds. Grand Island is yet to score in these finals, and Kearney's racking them up.
And it was a 3.5-point lead for Grand Island, and Dante Rodriguez is on the mat here wearing the Kearney High singlet, the 2-time defending champion at Grand Island, the 3-time defending finalist, taking on Dylan Peterson of North Platte, who had to pull an upset to get here. So, obviously, Rodriguez a huge favorite, and Dante trying to work him over.
Yeah, and Dante will look for bonus here. No, absolutely, no doubt about it. And should be favored to get it, I would think.
So far, 30 seconds in, no score.
And he's going to get
the takedown for Dante.
And he's got a leg in, Doug, in really deep. He's trying to dig the far elbow out with that boot in. There, he's going to dig that elbow out. I think he'll turn him here.
1:10 to go in the first period.
There
Hastings
it is.
With two winners, Kearney with two winners, and now on his back is Dylan Peterson, and he lets him go. Rodriguez trying to find just the exact spot he wants to make a move. He's won some more national tournaments again this summer.
Yeah, he's a very elite wrestler and definitely in a class of his own, I would say, in Nebraska this year.
Dante, and with all the four-timers possibilities, Dante might get overlooked a little bit. His only loss in the final was to Kearney High's Hunter Bamford his freshman year. Otherwise, he'd be going for four.
He's got a bent leg Turk on here. He won't pin him, but he's going to put him through a bunch of pain.
6-1 in favor of Dante Rodriguez because he cut Peterson.
He's going to cut him again.
And off the mat they come.
Yeah.
6-2. Yeah, 47 seconds to go, first period.
His only loss at the state tournament is that one as a freshman. He's been second, first.
Aaron Hauser of North Platte, who was the number one seed at 126, is wrestling for third against Jack Gropp of Lincoln East. They're underway in the first period. Dante Rodriguez actually has his leg taken away there by Dylan Peterson. But Dante's trying to use it to his advantage.
Yeah, he's in a tough spot there. He may get taken down. Nope, they're going to stalemate that out. He ran a pretty tough wizard there. He just about got taken down.
Well, one of those situations where Dante's looking so hard because he knows he's the dominant wrestler to make that move right to Peterson's back that he got caught.
That's exactly what happened there.
6-1, 5 seconds to go in the first period. And we've got a warning on Rodriguez for going before the whistle. But it looks like we're heading into the second period here, as Rodriguez would like to get a quick takedown before the end of the period. And won't get it. So that's the end of the first period. Dante Rodriguez of Kearney 6. Dylan Peterson of North Platte 2. Probably could have made a pretty penny thinking we were going to see a second period here.
Yeah, and Dylan Peterson's, I mean, he's getting worked over, but he's representing himself pretty well here.
And for Dylan Peterson, just a sophomore for North Platte, the Bulldogs doing well here. We can update you on the team scores as of this second. And Kearney High has taken over the lead at 223. As you said, Grand Island has yet to score in this round. They're at 216.5. Hastings has vaulted to third with 133.5. North Platte, 130.5. Lincoln Southwest, 129.
Aaron, he's got a ball and chain here, does Rodriguez, and he's getting back points here again. No, I think Peterson went down.
Peterson with the choice, took down, and now three near fall again, or two near fall. That's the third time that we've put some points up here for Rodriguez. He leads it 8-2, second near fall, couple of takedowns. He's cut him a couple of times.
Now he's running a big high half. He's looking for a pin here, Doug. He's had enough.
Yeah, he's got this one sucked up. Peterson now on his back. It's moments away from Rodriguez getting the pin. Cross-face him a little bit.
That's a little rough. He's being rough now. He's had enough.
Dante looking at the official, and there's the pin. We'll credit that. In 2 minutes and 48 seconds, Dante Rodriguez of Kearney and the brothers, for the first time, can be champions at the same meet, Damon and Dante.
Yeah, pretty cool.
So Kearney High gets the win at 132. In a pin at 248, Gabe Crocker beat Jason Christensen of Lincoln Southwest in 40 seconds. Brandon Kyle of Hastings, a 13-3 major decision over Skylar Schmidt of Grand Island. Nolan Laux in a forfeit over Isaac Stansberry. Damon Rodriguez, a 4-3 win over Jackson Knorr of Lincoln Southwest. And now Dante Rodriguez, a 248 pin over Dylan Peterson of North Platte. And now one of just two meetings between Kearney and Grand Island here in the finals. At 138, Andrew Rojas of the Islanders and Trevor Bigelow of the Bearcats.
And I'm telling you right now, we thought maybe going in it wasn't going to be that big a deal. Grand Island needs to get something going, Doug. Grand Island needs to get something going. Andrew Rojas, of course, was fourth in 2012, had the tough time last year. Bigelow hasn't ever been to the state meet. He's just a sophomore, but this is a big, big match.
Consolation at 126. They run out of time here in the second period, and it looks like we have got a 5-2 score here.
Boy, and Rojas very, very rudely just took down Bigelow, and he's got him on his back in a tilt. I think, yep, he got a 5 count there, so he's going to take a 5-0 lead right out of the chute.
The old 5-point move. You're listening to the Kearney Wrestling Invite on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Looks like Grope of Lincoln Southwest has that 5-2 lead, or Lincoln East, excuse me, 5-2 lead over Hauser of North Platte in the 126 consolation. And that's a rough, rough weight class today.
Yes, it is.
You got a state medalist that may get out of here and with a fourth-place medal.
Yeah, there's, and when you bring what is effectively, Doug, if you think about this, you have over a third of the Class A teams here today. As we talked about, there are no B teams, no Kansas teams, 10 teams, you know, so almost half of your Class A field is here.
That matters.
And I mean, to
put it bluntly, because of the Class A teams, there's a handful that wrestling, you're not going to score points at the state meet.
That's exactly right. I mean, almost half of your top 10 is here, so you could have a situation where you have a kid that gets third at the state meet and leaves with a fourth Kearney High medal.
Both of the matches right now are stopped because of injury or blood time. And we get back to action here in the 138-pound final. Just over a minute to go in the first period, but already Rojas of Grand Island, a 5-0 lead over Bigelow of Kearney. And they have a minute 30 to go in the second period over here in the 126 consolation. And it is Gropp of East, a 5-2 lead over Hauser of North Platte.
Yeah, and Andrew Rojas is wrestling extremely tough right now. Trevor Bigelow's giving her all he's got, and Rojas is just extremely physical. You know, his season didn't end the way he wanted it to last year, I'm sure, and it looks like he's on a little bit of a mission. He's got another nice wrist tilt. He's going to get another three back. It's 8-0 with 30 seconds left in the first, and it was a simple takedown, and he's wrist tilted him twice is your 8 points.
So 8-0, Rojas leading Bigelow, and Andrew, of course, a senior, and for a Bigelow, he had to work his way through the bracket after getting beat early. He's just a sophomore. So once again, a lot of difference in experience out there on the mat right now.
Yeah, no question.
And we've got a potentially dangerous to bring the match to a halt over here. They'll restart with 9 seconds to go in the first period of play.
Yeah, Rojas had both legs in there, and he was running a pretty tough half. He was trying to break his arm off.
A lot of wrestling still coming up. Again, just throwing it out, we all know the districts already. Grand Island, Kearney, and Hastings will all be in different districts this year. Hastings gets to host a district. Lincoln Southeast, Omaha North, Omaha Northwest, North Star, High, Elkhorn South, Columbus. You know, I'm not... This is supposed to be Serpentine, but, you know, I don't see any juggernauts in there.
No.
First period comes to an end. Rojas of Grand Island, an 8-0 lead over Bigelow of Kearney in the 138-pound final here at the Kearney High Wrestling Invite.
I do think Omaha North is the one team that can. They've got the firepower. Otis Rollins, of course, from Burke, transferred over to North. They've got the firepower to push Grand Island.
Rojas chooses both up here to start the second period. In on a shot that Bigelow counters, and we are done over here in the consolation match via a pin. And it looks like our winner is going to be Gropp of Lincoln East to take third at 126 pounds. So at 132, Austin Martz of Lincoln East and Jordan Froner of Columbus. Martz beat him in the first round 8-2.
We got blood here again. Man, Rojas is physical.
And he's the one bleeding.
Yeah, I mean, he is wrestling incredibly physical.
Looks like one of those, he may actually be cut.
Yeah.
So we'll see if that happens or not. We're going to take a break here with more wrestling coming your way from the Kearney High Wrestling Invitational right after this.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Doug Doodle, Larry Baker, back with you here at Kearney High. I want to thank Mitchell Stein, the athletic director, for taking care of us here today from our normal perch. The Bearcats and Islanders have a lot big meets to get to. Hastings will have to start getting their schedule adjusted if they're going to be this good.
Yeah, there's no question. You do have to work on that. You know, and that's the thing with Grand Island is Grand Island, without question, is going to wrestle the toughest schedule. You know, honestly, maybe in our state's history, when you look at those three meets that they're going to go to, I don't think there's anybody that's got a schedule like
that.
Top
of the Rockies in Colorado, the Clash back up in Minnesota. They return to that. They're going to Council Bluffs for another one.
Yes. I mean, two of those meets are literally as absolutely tough as you're going to find in the country. And then the Council Bluffs meet is a really, really good one. I mean, those three meets are for real. Their schedule is loaded.
Andrew Rojas does get a takedown here midway through the second period. He's now up 10-0 over Bigelow of Kearney as he's trying to get him turned. In the 132-pound consolation, we had a scoreless first period between Martz of East and Froner of Columbus. And on bottom to start the second period will be Froner of Columbus.
Yeah, this is unbelievable. Rojas looks great. He's doing a really, really nice job on top. I mean, it has just been relentless.
Yeah, Bigelow, he's trying to stay away from getting pinned, and he's not having much chance to find a way to score points.
That's exactly right. He's had virtually no offense here.
Can't shoot the basketball if you don't have an open shot.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And that's kind of what's going on here with this match. Rojas trying to get Grand Island their first win of the day of the finals. Now, again, they still have five more guys to go after this.
Right.
Six more guys to go after this.
And Kearney fired their big bullets, here to start.
Eight in the finals for Grand Island. I think I misspoke earlier when I said seven, but actually eight for Grand Island, which everyone counts here in this team race, which Kearney now currently leads, but we must say there aren't many points left out there for the Bearcats.
No, that's exactly right, and Rojas turned him again. Rojas turned Bigelow. He's going to get two more back to make it 12. Really, what you'd like to pin him here and get that extra half.
And that's the end of the second period, so it's 12 to nothing. And Rojas will take bottom. It was Bigelow that chose neutral in that second period. So Rojas needs to just turn him one more time, and this match will be over by Tech Fall. He immediately sits and gets out of there. Going to have an escape to make it 13 to nothing, and the only chance now is he's got to take him right to his back. Otherwise, the takedown will end it.
That's exactly right, and I'm sure it'll be a Tech Fall here.
And that's all he's looking to do, although he took him to his back, so he's got a chance to finish the move.
And he just took a double leg straight to his back and sunk a deep half in, Doug. Nope, he's going to get off.
Lost him, and that's going to be at 15-0. He would have got three for the near fall, but it doesn't matter. Andrew Rojas of Grand Island wins by Tech Fall over Trevor Bigelow of Kearney by a score of 18-0. So Grand Island picking up their first champion here today.
Yep, and does it with bonus. We only left a half a point on the board there.
Now Rigo Bargan of Grand Island will take on Jake Garner of Bellevue West in the 145-pound final. Over here in the consolation, they've been rolling through Martson Froner, Columbus, and Lincoln East. And it is 4-2 here in the second period.
Yeah, and both Bargan and Garner are both state qualifiers from last year. Neither one of them state medalists, but both of them were state qualifiers.
And we're going to have a cut here in the consolation match. That makes it 5-2. Froner of Columbus leading Martz of Lincoln East, which is a change from the earlier match today because Martz beat Jordan Froner 8-2, and now Froner has the lead.
Yeah. Oh.
And almost thrown to his back, and Martz went in for the big shot, and instead he went for the throw. He ends up on his back, and Froner's in control, and he may get a pin here.
Yeah, he's got him in a tough spot.
Championship at 145, Byron of Grand Island, and Garner of Bellevue West. Bellevue West has a few kids, and Lincoln Southwest a few kids still to wrestle here this afternoon, but a lot of Grand Island still to come.
Yeah, you're going to see a Grand Island now pretty well the rest of the way. Bargan fought off a shot there. He was in big trouble. Garner had both of his ankles, and Bargan was able to fight out of there. He's fighting off another shot now. Bargan may get him taken down here right on the edge of the mat. Tough wizard wrist by Bargan.
And as soon as Garner steps to the right, they'll be off the mat, and they are. 40 seconds to go, scoreless first period. And it's all over here in the 132-pound consolation match, and Jordan Froner of Columbus avenges the opening round loss and comes back and takes third.
That's
always tough to do.
Yes, it is, but that's always good, especially going to a seating meeting where it's a split. You do at least have a win over him versus somebody else. Bargan, tough Russian tie there. He wiped that off of his head, and he's playing that very tough there. Tried to go to a single. Didn't get it. 15 seconds left with no score. Who? Let's live in dangerously. He tried to step across the wizard. Just about went to his back.
Kearney boys lost this afternoon to Millard West 61-51.
your first period is going to come to an end there at 145-pound with Rigo Bargan from Grand Island against Jake Garner from Bellevue West. No score. Garner's going to get the choice. He's going to defer. Bargan's going to go down.
So scoreless in that first period at 145 pounds. Over at the consolation, you've got Damian Collins of Hastings and Dylan DeRozier of Bellevue West, who is a transfer in from Missouri. And DeRozier will get the first 2 points, a takedown in the first period. He'll lead it 2-0. And the second period now awaits us, and Hastings and Collins will take bottom.
Yeah, and Bargan gets a quick escape and then really, really attacks out from his feet. Gets a quick takedown with a minute 40 left in the second period. He's up 3-0, spent that whole first period with nothing happening, and then in 20 seconds scores 3 points to start the second. May get called for locked hands here. Yes, he's going to. Bargan locked his hands there. It's going to be 3-1 with a minute 24 left.
You know, Larry, we throw that term around for the novice wrestling fan that's just listening to see how their kids are doing. Explain lock hands and the advantage.
When you are on top in parterre position, you cannot lock your hands around the waist or around the body, I should say, of the wrestler that's on the bottom without having an arm, a leg, something trapped. You can't just simply lock your hands around the waist when you're on the mat, if hands and feet or knees are on the mat.
And that's a point for your opponent when that happens. So it's 3-1 now. Bargan of Grand Island leading Garner of Bellevue West, and we're now midway through the second period. 138, Collins of Hastings does get the escape, so he's now 2-1 down to DeRozier of Bellevue West in the third-place match at 138.
It's 3-2. Garner gets an escape, so after that big flurry of 3 points, looking like Bargan was going to take total control of the match. Now it's 3-2. He's in deep on a shot on the edge. Bargan fought that off with really heavy hips.
Man, he's just throwing the head off to the side, trying to knock him off balance. He's going strong. He is the Bargan is definitely the aggressor of the match.
No question.
3-2, 35 seconds to go, second period. Grand Island, Rigo Bargan with the lead. All the points have come here in the second period after a scoreless first.
Yeah.
Back in the consolation, Collins of Hastings has been taken down, so he is down 4-1 with 35 seconds to go in the second.
Yeah, and it's going to be Garner's choice in the third, and he's going to go down. So you got to believe this, you know, in effect, this thing's tied up at three. It's going to take a takedown to win.
Garner took a shot there. Bargan fights it off, 5 seconds to go. That'll be the end of the scoring here in the period.
It looks to me like Jake Garner from Bellevue West has got good offense if he'd trust it and open it up. The couple shot, Doug, he just took both up. He didn't go under him. I can't believe that. He got out fairly easily twice.
Bellevue West finished 17th at the Class A state meet last year.
Yeah, they had a
program on the rise.
Yeah, well, they had the Lauterbuck kid. I mean, they had some pretty good kids.
Grand Island won it. Omaha Burke was second. Kearney was third. Millard South, Lincoln Southwest, they were the top five. North Platte finished 11th. Hastings was 15th at last year's state meet.
I'm really surprised Jake Garner took down. He didn't have any trouble getting out, took both up. I thought for sure he'd go down and get out to tie and then get a takedown to win.
Now he's in trouble. Headlock here for Bargan. Got the head as he circles, tries to get the two-point takedown.
Right there, Garner did a great job.
Switches to the leg.
Yeah, he sucker dragged out of that thing, out of that front headlock, hit that sucker drag, and now he's in deep on a leg.
Collins of Hastings, Damian down 6-1 as they head to the third period in the third place match.
Now they went out of bounds there. Bargan was going to get taken down. He was in deep on that leg, was Garner, and Bargan was doing a really good job with a real heavy hip, had his laces out, and Garner peeked out to the other side, and they went out of bounds. He'd have gotten taken down there.
And now we've got blood time, so a chance to rest, a chance to talk to your coach, get some strategy. That's not near as much fun as the other way around, but that's the case here. So trying to find out what's going on, and it is Garner that has the blood that they're trying to stop here. Again, this is going to be probably the second match that comes down to the wire. The other one was Damon Rodriguez of Kearney, a 4-3 win over Jackson Knorr of Lincoln Southwest.
Yeah, and I think this thing will come down right down to it. It's a one-point match. They're on their feet. And Garner has the offense to take Bargan down, it looks like to me. He just needs to trust it and let it fly.
Next, it'll be Sean Robley of North Platte and Wee Trong of Hastings. Then Billy Thompson of Grand Island and Tim Burbach of Southwest, which could be the feature match since the Lox-Stansberry ended in a forfeit walkover for Nolan Lox, winning that Stansberry, electing not to wrestle in the finals.
Yeah,
due to an ankle injury.
That Billy Thompson match is going to be a great match.
All right, let's reset it. A minute to go here in the 145 championship. Bargan of Grand Island, a 3-2 lead over Garner of Bellevue West. They've both been on their feet throughout the third period, so Garner needs a takedown.
Yep.
Something else I haven't seen, Larry? I haven't seen one stall call yet.
No, there hasn't been.
Not even a warning.
No, it's been really, really good action.
That never happens.
No. 30 seconds left. But this is why you have to go down to at least tie, because now Bargan can just shut it down and play the edge for the last 30 seconds. You go down, you get the escape, you still need the takedown, but you bought yourself the extra minute in overtime.
And again, they've got to stop it for blood with just under 30 seconds to go here in the match. So, again, coaching and all kinds of other things going on out there. So a break in the action back over here for Damian Collins. He's fighting, but he's down 11-6 with 16 seconds to go. He was able to get on top here as they reset, but he's going to have to find a way to get a pin over DeRozier of Bellevue West with just 16 seconds to go from the top, and that's not going to happen. You can tell both of them are extremely winded right there, just waiting for the final 10 seconds now to click off the clock in the consolation final here at 138 pounds, and Dylan DeRozier will get the victory by a score of 11-6.
Yeah, that they are absolutely shot.
Larry Baker, along with me, Doug Duda, here at Kearney High. He's coached and is coaching again this year on the wrestling mat. You're in a spot like this over here in a one-point championship match, blood time with about 24 seconds to go. What are you telling your kid both ways?
Well, you're watching it with Shadwinkle. He's out there coaching right now like he's in the room. I mean, he's down in a stance, and he's showing him he's grabbing legs. I mean, you use this time just like you would in football in a timeout. You want to teach. Just coach your butt off in this timeout because you know how important it is.
Now, if you're Garner over here for Bellevue West, what are you doing? You got all this distraction with all the blood they're trying to stop. You got to get a point.
Yes, and the tough part is it's tough to coach him because they had three guys there working on his face. He's bleeding hard.
24 seconds to go. We're ready for the restart of the 145
pound final.
He
just started bleeding again before they even touched him, Doug.
And he's got blood on his nose. It keeps falling out. And the blood time is down to about 3:10. If we get to zero?
Well, if we get to zero, they'll stop it. But most generally, all they have to do is get the blood to stop, and they'll cut the blood time, and they can work on him for 20 minutes. That blood time is to get the bleeding to stop. The minute they get the bleeding to stop, they'll tell him to cut the blood time.
2:45.
Right there. They just cut it, and now they're going to keep working on him. The old rules were you had to get it stopped within that time. That's no longer the case. Now they get it cut to where however long it takes, it takes.
Now let's get over to the only action going on right now. 145 consolation is Caleb Wynn of Hastings and Austin Matthews of North Platte. Again, our winners today, all the guys from the top of the bracket. They weren't all number one seeds, but all the top of the bracket. 106, Gabe Crocker of Kearney wins by a pin in 40 seconds. Brandon Kyle of Hastings, a 13-3 major decision. Nolan Laux by forfeit. Damon and Dante Rodriguez and Andrew Rojas of Grand Island. Now we're ready to go on the restart. 20 seconds now to go. Bargan of Grand Island, a 3-2 lead over Garner of Bellevue West. Garner takes the shot.
He's in deep again. Geez, Bargan's got tough hips.
10 seconds. They're headed to the edge of the mat and out of bounds with 7.
And that was really
seconds. Smart.
Bargan took a shot there on the edge, was going to hang on to the leg, and Garner took him out of bounds.
7 seconds. Garner has to gamble. Bargan just backing up. There's the warning for stalling, but that's okay. Up and under move. Garner can't toss him, and that's the end of the match.
Bargan's going to be a tough out for people this year, Doug. He is a good kid. Really beefed up. I mean, he's a big, big 145-pounder as well.
We will take a break. Be back with more of the Kearney High Wrestling Invite in a minute on Classic Hits.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member, because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Welcome back to the Kearney High Wrestling Invitational. Doug Duda, Larry Baker, our producer-engineer Grant Sparks. Kearney High Wrestling Invite brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer sales representative. To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weeches, Pioneer Sales, today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. We're halfway through the championships here, the Kearney High Wrestling Invite, and ready for the 152-pound final. It is Sean Robley of North Platte and Wee Trong of Hastings.
Yeah, and pretty good match so far. There's a minute left in the first period. No scoring. Hugh Trong's tough. And we saw him at the state tournament last year, and he's a very, very tough wrestler for Hastings.
And over here in the consolation match at 145, Caleb Wynn of Hastings has just got another takedown for an 8-2 lead over Matthews of North Platte as they end the second period. So they'll go to the third, and Wynn of Hastings will take down, leading it 8-2.
Trong in on a deep shot, does a nice job, switches off to a double and got in a little bit of a hurry there. He had it pitted. He had the leg up and had it pitted. He just needed to keep it there. He gets in way too big of a hurry trying to switch off to a double and runs him out of bounds.
The 152-pound final, Trong, a junior, Robley, a senior. Good matchup between these two for the 152-pound final. And so far, no one outside of the Tri-Cities has picked up a championship. This might be only a couple of chances for that to happen. This might be one of them.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Hugh Trong looks really good. He's got a solid stance, big, heavy legs. His shot's pretty good.
And in the consolation match, Caleb Wynn of Hastings is going to win by a pin in 3 minutes and 35 seconds. So 3:35, Wynn wins.
Wynn gets a win.
152, the consolation match, will be Jared Fortune of Grand Island and Colton McCauley of Bellevue West. So both 152 matches going on as a scoreless first period comes to an end between Robley of North Platte and Wee Trong of Hastings in the final.
Yeah, and Fortune of Grand Island got a big win on the consolation semis. He was trailing the entire match, and in the last 10 seconds takes the Kearney wrestler down to his back to get in here to the finals and get a medal.
They chose both up here between Robley and Trong as well.
Yeah, nobody wants to go into the other. Trong, oh, he's in trouble here. Robley's in deep on a leg. He's got it in the crotch. He's going to take him down there.
So Robley, the number one seed, gets the takedown 2-0 with a minute 15 to go here in the second period over Trong of Hastings.
And as I said, both these men are state qualifiers from last year. Neither one a state medalist. Hugh Trong does a really nice job, gets right out.
So the escape makes it 2-1.
And then he gets in on a shot, no finish. Pretty good match here. Quite a bit of action, not a lot of scoring, but there's been a ton of action.
Had a couple of really close matches so far. Damon Rodriguez, a 4-3 win. Kearney over Jackson Nora of Lincoln Southwest. And then the one we just brought you at 145. Barrigan of Grand Island, a 3-2 win over Garner of Bellevue West. 2-1, Sean Robley of North Platte leading Wee Trong of Hastings down to 30 seconds to go in the second period at 152. There was no scoring between Fortune of Grand Island and McCauley of Bellevue West, a pair of seniors in the first period of the consolation match, and it will be McCauley to take bottom here in the second.
Doug, who's do you know whose choice it was in the second period in the Robley-Trong match?
I believe Trong, but again,
because that could be big here if Robley goes down and is able to take a two-point lead.
So I think Trong likes to wrestle from his feet from what we saw last year.
Robley will go down. We'll see if Trong just cuts him immediately.
That will be the end of the second period, and that is indeed the case. Robley gets choice, and he takes bottom.
And Trong is going to get on him to ride.
So 2-1, Robley quickly to his feet. Trong trying to keep the arm, but can't. An easy, quick escape there for Robley. So Trong, right where he was, still needing a takedown, but now needing a takedown to tie.
That's right. 7-second escape there.
Robley up and under here. But Trong breaks contact, and they'll reset in the middle.
Yeah, Trong's been in deep several times, but he just can't get anything finished.
1:30 to go in the 152-pound championship here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. They're winding down the Kearney Catholic Grand Island Central Catholic boys game on ESPN 1460, and then it'll be the second half of the SEC championship, which Auburn leads 28-20 at last check right before halftime. And then the Big Ten championship, Ohio State, Michigan State, 7:15 on ESPN Radio. Over here in the consolation, Jared Fortune is trying to get McCauley turned to his back here from the top position, but I don't know if he's got a count. I don't see any. Yeah, he does have the count. So 3-point near fall for Fortune, and he is up 3-1.
Yeah, and it's 3-1 down here with Robley and Trong, and Trong's in on a leg, 40 seconds left in the match, but he's going to have to come up. They're going to stay. He's got to come to his feet. There he does. He's got it pitted.
On the edge of the
mat,
though.
That's going to be two. That's absolutely two, Doug.
And he got it. Win Trong with the takedown with 26 seconds to go.
I have no idea what that official was doing waiting. Trong had both ankles trapped, and the Robley's both hands were on the mat. There's no question that's 2 points.
And it's 3-3, so they reset. Now Robley needs an escape to win. 25 seconds to go.
Yeah, the tough thing is here is riding him for 20 seconds.
Yeah, because Robley got an escape earlier in this period in 7 seconds.
Trong's got to come up. He's down on a leg. It's going to hit him for stalling. There it is.
And a restart. 13 seconds to go.
All he had to do is stand with it there, and he wouldn't have got hit for stalling.
So either Robley has to get off bottom, escape, or force another stall call. 13 seconds to go.
There's a caution on Trong. He was going to go tight waist ankle there, and he went a little early.
13 seconds, 3-3 in the 152-pound final. We've got another false start. And again, it's on Trong. He gets one more, right?
I think he had one earlier, Doug.
So the next almost anything is going to be a point for Robley, even if they go to overtime.
And Robley lays on his belly. He just literally fell right to his belly and didn't move.
And look at the North Platte coaches.
Yeah, Hall's not
happy. They lean back in their chair and go, what just happened? All you got to do is make a move. We could get a point even if you don't get out.
Yeah, because if he stands there, Trong probably drops back down to the leg and gets hit again. He literally, they blew the whistle, and he just felt, why are they're running this with no clock?
Yeah, they try to get him so quick from the third period to overtime. The man thing.
Yeah.
And we still have a break here. 1 minute overtime. Otherwise, explain the rules again now, Larry. This is our first overtime match of the day.
Yeah, what we'll see is right here we're sudden victory for a minute. Any point wins the match. If we don't see it, the match end here, Trong's in deep on a leg, Doug.
Trong trying to finish it. When Trong, got stepped over, rolled through. Great action.
Oh my
Robley
goodness.
Hanging right with him. Not quite off the mat. Got to keep focused here. 40 seconds to go. Woo! That was the best scramble of the day.
Yeah, it was. I mean, you're in on a leg. He tries to finish with a double, and Robley whizzers out hard and steps across, puts wind to his back. Or Trong, excuse me. Trong pops to his feet. No points get scored anywhere.
Wee Trong overtime with Robley of North Platte of the 152-pound final. Robley makes a move. Trong tries to keep him at arm's length. 20 seconds to go. Trong backing up. Got to be careful because he can't get dinged for stalling. He already has a warning. He's in on a shot.
If he
switch off the mat. 3 seconds ran off that clock right there.
If he'd have kept the wrist, he'd have finished that fireman's. Trong would have. But what's going to happen? They are going to talk about the clock, Doug.
Yeah. Kearney High is going to need to check their clock before the next wrestling meet here. I've noticed that two or three times that when they shut it off, or maybe they're just forgetting to, a lot of time has been running off on the dead whistle. If there's no scoring in the next 10 seconds, what happens?
We're going to flip the coin. One guy will get his choice to go top, bottom, or both up. And then we'll do that for 30 seconds, and we'll do another 30 seconds with the other wrestler getting his choice from there.
7-6. Looks like that's where we're going to go here. Nobody does anything off the whistle, and we're going to go to double overtime.
It's not like the old days where we flip the coin 30 seconds. If somebody gets out, they win, or if they ride him, they win. We have to go all the way through it first. Both guys will get their choice.
Coming up, 160, Burbach of Southwest, Thompson of Grand Island, then Teludznik of Grand Island and Odell of Lincoln East at 170, Schreiner of Grand Island and Roeder of Southwest at 182. Kearney still has Aaron Griffith at 220 and Gabe Ledesma at heavyweight.
Yeah, Billy Thompson is waiting to come up here at 160. He's got his stuff off. He's just pacing like a caged animal. The worst thing in the world, Doug, is when the match in front of you goes to overtime. Now there's clock problems. Now Laux has got a problem. I mean, this thing is taking forever.
Got a lot of folks traveling back on the road for their wrestling invitationals today. We might have a few results from those folks. But to start here in double overtime, it will be Robley on bottom.
And Trong doesn't want to be on the mat. Remember, he took both up. Quick escape.
Yep. Robley didn't get the escape when he really needed it there in the last 25 seconds of the third period. But he's got the escape here. Trong still being aggressive, though.
Yeah, they'll wrestle it out. You need a takedown here. I mean, because we're going to wrestle the next 30-second period where Robley will get his choice.
No, Trong will get his choice. Because Robley just took
me,
down.
That's exactly right.
Trong surely can't go both up with 30
he's
seconds. He hasn't
down.
Taken him down.
No.
He took him down one time late in the third.
He's got to go down here. And, yep, right there, Laux is telling him to go down. Ha! He didn't want to, though. He actually was trying to say both up there. Coach Laux overruled him.
Again, they need to set the clock. The clock's not ready to go here. There we go. So ready to go is Wee Trong.
Now, remember, cautions carry over. Robley's going to get a caution here. But cautions do carry into overtime. And the Hastings staff would be smart to remind Trong that a false start here would be devastating.
Fortune of Grand Island trying to hang on in his third-place match as well, and it looks like he will. It's 4-3 double overtime. Robley of North Platte has the lead. Wee Trong of Hastings is on bottom, needs to get out to go to sudden victory.
Boy, it looked to me like the official just missed a locked hands call. There, he missed it again. There, he got it.
So we are tied. Now an escape would be a win for Trong.
No, right there. Right there. He should be up by one right now, Doug. This match is over. Hugh Trong is a champion.
Wade Trong got out of there with an escape.
The North Platte wrestler screwed up. He locked his hands, and when the official raised, they will allow it to continue. The North Platte wrestler, Robley, thought they'd stop the action, so he just let Trong come to his feet. So he's going to get 2 points off of that.
So a strange ending. Yeah, that's exactly right. I think everybody thought that was when they had the locked hands, that meant blow the whistle and restart. And everybody kind of stood around, and the North Platte coaches are jumping up and down saying, wrestle, wrestle. But Trong, I think he also thought that there was going to be a restart. Then he realized not, and he started to just kind of circle a little bit, and time ran out.
Yes.
5-4 double overtime, and Wee Trong of Hastings gets the win. And Hastings goes 3-for-3 in
yes.
the finals. One was a forfeit, but Nolan Laux gets the forfeit. Brandon Kyle and Wee Trong pick up wins.
And this is the thing. We talked about it at the start of the program. Hastings is coming. They come to the Kearney High Invite, and they're going to win 3 of 14 weights.
And, you know, my mind not like it used to be, but I don't ever remember Hastings in the last 15 years having three champions here.
No, it's been a while.
Let's go to the 160-pound final, and this is supposed to be one of the better ones of the day. Tim Burbach, Lincoln Southwest, Billy Thompson, Grand Island.
Yeah, and Burbach was 6th at the state meet last year. Of course, Billy Thompson got hurt at the district tournament, and Billy Thompson is working Burbach over right now. He got a takedown, and Billy Thompson is looking to put him on his back. Oh, my goodness. He is being extremely physical, Doug.
He's got a lot of head there and trying to turn him immediately here. And over at the 160-pound consolation, it didn't take long for Chamberlain of Kearney to get the pin in 58 seconds. So James Chamberlain, 160, will pick up the pin win.
And Billy Thompson there. Now he's working a little cross-face cradle, and he's got it locked. He's got it locked. Now can he get him turned with it? Taking his time, and there he's got Burbach turned. He's getting a count. He may get a pin here.
Still 35 seconds to go in the first period.
Needs to kick that foot out. There, he just kicked that foot out.
Great cradle locked up here by Thompson of Grand Island. Be big in the team race as well. Grand Island trailing in the team race, but still has a lot of horses to go here.
Well, it's not a shock or a surprise that Billy Thompson is a tough human being.
Kearney's up by 12 right now, but Thompson can't finish it. Burbach finally kicks through with 12 seconds to go in the period.
Yeah, and he's going to be up 8-1, or 5-1, excuse me, at the end of the first period. But Billy Thompson, his father and his uncle are twins, and they wrestled for Grand Island back in the early 90s. Extremely tough guys, and I know they've taken Billy's wrestled in Team GI for all those years, and he's gone all over the country.
Schlender of Kearney and Myers of Lincoln Southwest now wrestling in the 170-pound consolation match. They're just underway. Back over here at the championship at 160. Thompson takes bottom, and it takes him 10 seconds to roll through and get a reversal.
Now he's going to drive them boots in. He sticks that leg in and just immediately goes to that power half. Good night. Very physical.
What goes through your head when you're somebody in Burbach's position? You're the number one seed. You've been on the state stand, and you're really getting worked right here.
Yeah, and you're just getting hammered by a guy that's never won a medal. And yeah, that's tough, let me tell you. He knew coming in here Billy Thompson was going to be a guy to beat. Well, I suppose somewhere in your mind you thought it'd be okay. But
Fortune of Grand Island, by the way, a winner at 152 pounds by a score of 6-2 over Macaulay of Bellevue West.
Thompson's awful high. He's only got one leg in here. He's still running that big half, but he's in a tough, tough spot here. He's got to be really careful. Burbach's right in the center of him there. He just come down. He's going to scissor that. If he gets that body scissored.
Waiting for that spladle, bud.
Yeah.
7-1, your score. Billy Thompson with the lead over Burbach.
I feel like there should have been a couple back points there. Now he's got the legs out. Now he's going to try to work an arm bar.
Twenty-five seconds to go, the second period. You're listening to the Kearney High Wrestling Invite here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Over in the consolation match, Myers of Lincoln Southwest has taken a 3-0 lead over Schlender, the junior, Camerson Schlender of Kearney, with 1:10 to go in the second period.
Yeah, Thompson's got a wrist tilt right now, tight waist wrist tilt. He's going to get three more. He's going to go to the third period ahead 10-1. Burbach's going to get his choice, and I don't know what position on the mat to choose if I were him right now, other than get off.
Well, he's going both up. He knows it's going to take the five-point throw here. See if he can find a spot to put Thompson on his back, but that's going to be tough.
Yes, it is.
And congratulations to these Islanders that were also part of the football team. I know that was near and dear to your heart,
yes.
Being a Grand Island Islander. They were a play away from being the first Islander team back to the finals since you played, my man.
Yeah, that I'll just tell you right now, that was a tough one to swallow that night, especially with it being Coach Ermacher and Coach Wells last night. I went down and saw both of them on the field, and that was a tough one to take. That staff has done such a marvelous job, and got a couple Alliance boys at the helm at both football and wrestling, but those guys have kept things in great shape there.
Thompson gets a takedown here for the Islanders. Burbach does pick up the escape, so Billy Thompson leads it 12-2 with 1:20 to go in that match. Things have tightened up over here between Myers and Schlender. It's now 4-3 in favor of Myers as they go to the third period.
Thompson's up 12-2, and he's looking for two more here. And I think he's going to get him. He just took Burbach down now to go up 14-2 with a minute left.
Try to get him tipped here and possibly Tech fall the match.
Oh, yeah, he's going to pin him right here, I think, Doug. He just turned him. He's going to pin him right here.
50 seconds to go. Locked up solid. For the second time in the match, Burbach trying to stay off his back, but he can't do it here. 5 minutes, 17 seconds. Billy Thompson of Grand Island, the third Islander to win a gold medal here today. Tlenzik of Grand Island, Odell of Lincoln East, they'll wrestle at 170. When we come back, you're listening to the Kearney High Invite brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer sales representative.
Let's face it, if you own a business, your employees are your best advertisers. But if you're like most businesses, your billboards are blank. That's where Demilico comes in. Use screen printing or embroidery to get all your employees to look like they play on the same team. Demilico can outfit the office for a casual Friday or an entire construction company. They can also outfit your softball, baseball, or any sport team. Check them out online, Demilico.com, and see what their design staff can do for you. Demilico, just south of the 2nd Avenue overpass in Kearney. For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker, back with you here at the Kearney High Wrestling Invitational. Our 170-pound final is underway with Harris Tlenzik of Grand Island. A quick takedown over Caleb Odell of Lincoln East, who came out of the bottom bracket, pulled off a little upset in the semifinal. Tlenzik with an early takedown, 2-0. Over here in the consolation, we've seen all kinds of scoring here, but it looks like Kearney's going to come out on the short end. Schlender down 3 with 12 seconds to go. And is not going to be able to turn Connor Myers of Lincoln Southwest. And that will be the end of the match. Connor Myers is going to win it by a score of 9-6 to take third at 170 pounds. Now, Wyatt Alcott of Columbus and Kyle Brown of Lincoln East will wrestle for third at 182. Go ahead.
Caleb Odell just reversed to Ludzik. So it's 2-2 now with 40 seconds left. To Ludzik was fifth at the state meet last year, and Odell has not been a state qualifier.
And a quick escape off the whistle here for Tlenzik, and looks like somebody got popped in the mouth. See if there's some blood there. Apparently not. Odell must have just kind of bit his lip, and
yeah.
The official says, nope, you're okay.
Right there, Tlenzik's going to get taken down now. So after getting that quick takedown, he trails 4-2.
A little bit of a surprise right here.
Yeah, and he's getting ready to give up back points to a wrist tilt.
Both are seniors.
And Tlenzik is a good wrestler. Like I said, he's a state medalist, and he's one of their better kids coming back. These are some of those questions in that lineup, Doug.
Shouldn't it be 4-3? The scoreboard says 4-2. Tlenzik had an escape. Let's see if they check that scoreboard. Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. Should be 4-3 as the period does come to an end. It will be 4-3, Odell of Lincoln East with the lead over Tlenzik of Grand Island.
Yeah, Coach Westerby's asking him now, wait a minute. Dale Bean isn't.
Should be 4-3 over there. Now back in our consolation match, we got a pin combination and finishing it off will be Kyle Brown of Lincoln East. Does it in 55 seconds. Brown of East, 55-second pin to win third place at 182 pounds.
There, they're going to get it right. Maybe not even yet. I mean, clearly it's 4-3. Like, there's not even a question. There it is, 4-3. They just changed.
So 4-3 is right. Kearney Catholic finished fourth today at the Broken Bow Invitational with a non-full roster.
Yep.
And now an escape for Tlenzik to start the period here, so it's 4-4.
A non-full roster, but there's not very many of those that they fill with that you want to wrestle.
No. If my source is right here, and why wouldn't he be, Camps, Conley, Cantrell, Keating, Feldner all win today.
That's my point.
And I'm sure my source will now send me the first, second, and third place teams today up at Broken Bow.
Yeah, no, that's my point. There isn't very many guys in that lineup that you want to tangle with.
4-4 your score here between Teleznik and Odell at the 170-pound final with a minute 30 to go in the second period. Also, SEC championship at the half, 28-27. Auburn leads Missouri, and here, Teleznik, well, I don't know if he took him down. Odell kind of fell on his back.
It was a body lock. He did a great job with a body lock and just melted Odell right to his back, and he's going to get three, so he'll get five out of that thing, and then Odell's going to get out back to his feet. I don't know if they have this score right yet. I don't think that's right. They're saying 9-5 to Teleznik. Okay, yeah, no, that would be right.
Yep, we had the escape for Teleznik, the takedown, and to the back for a near fall, five-point move. Then Odell pops out, so it's 9-5 to Teleznik with 1:10 to go. A lot of time left in the second period. Over at the 195 third-place match, we have a rematch from the first round of Jake Culley of Kearney and Derek Greenwald of Southwest. Greenwald pinned Culley in the first round today in 434.
Yeah, this has been interesting, this Teleznik-Odell match, because at times both wrestlers have just looked incredibly dominant.
Greenwald leads Culley now with an early second period escape, 3-0.
I think Teleznik's going to get another takedown here.
There it is, 11-5 for Teleznik. Again, your winners today, Gabe Crocker of Kearney in 40 seconds over Christensen of Southwest, Brandon Kyle of Hastings, a 13-3 over Skylar Schmidt of Grand Island. Nolan Laux by 4 foot over Isaac Stansberry of Kearney, so Hastings got the win there. Damon Rodriguez of Kearney, a 4-3 win over Jackson Knorr of Lincoln Southwest. Dante Rodriguez of Kearney, a pin in 248 over Dylan Peterson of North Platte. Andrew Rojas of Grand Island, 18-0 tech fall over Trevor Bigelow of Kearney. Rigo Barrigan of Grand Island, a 3-2 win over Jake Garner of Bellevue West. Wee Trong of Hastings, a 5-4 double overtime win against Sean Robley of North Platte. And Billy Thompson of Grand Island, a 5-17 pin over Tim Burbach of Southwest.
And I'm telling you, it says something about our wrestling in the Tri-Cities. Doug, this is a very tough tournament. We don't have a champion yet outside of the Tri-Cities.
13-6 as we come to the end of the second period here. Teleznik of Grand Island with the lead over Odell of Lincoln East.
And Odell's going to go down to start the third here, 13-6. There's been a lot of scoring in this match, a lot of big stuff. I don't know that it'd be over yet.
Our highest scoring match so far of the day right here. Over the consolation, Greenwald of Southwest leads Culley of Kearney, still 3-0. Reversal to start this third period. 13-8 and reversed right back, it looks like. 15-8.
Dale shouldn't have given those. It was a Peterson roll, and he should have let that sit a little bit. That's why it went 2-2. There's no reversal there. And he's going to take Teleznik's going to get a two count. He's got that near ankle trapped, and he's got a front side headlock, and he took it all the way over. A little bit dangerous, but he's going to get a two count out of the thing.
17-8. Still a minute 15 to go. They're on the edge of the mat here, and Odell needs to get off the mat, get a restart.
Yeah, that's
unless he can pop out and get in a reversal. And I think that's what just happened.
Exactly what
he got his head out.
That Olsen roll's really nice. And if you remember Corey Olsen from back in the late 80s, early 90s for Nebraska, two-time finalist runner-up for Nebraska, kind of made that famous. And the tough thing with that is if the guy gets squirmed out on you, you're going to give the reversal up. 17-10 now, Doug, with a minute five left.
Our sources tell us that Madison was your champion today over at Broken Bow, followed by Central City, Holdridge, and Kearney Catholic.
That's a good tournament, man.
Oh, better and better. Better and better. Here, this one could come down to the very end of the team race. Kearney took the lead early in the points, but, of course, Grand Island, this is where they pick up more of their points now in the upper weight classes, which might be a little different than we've seen lately. They always have a couple kids there, but they're really stacked. They're a lot top-heavy now, especially with Dante transferring out.
Right. What is the team? Have they updated it?
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you. We'll update it here after this match. Grand Island, Teleznik trailing are leading 17-10 over
Odell. He's in trouble, Doug.
Well, he's just got a land there, too.
Yeah, he's in trouble. They've just about had him turned here a couple times. There he popped up.
Yeah, and Odell just sat there and says, where's the stall call? He pulled his hands away, backed away from wrestling on the mat, and said he's not doing anything. No. And yet there still was not a caution for stalling.
And Keenan McCurdy, Coach McCurdy's out there giving it to him. He wants him to run that big half and punch the mat.
Problem here is it's got to be a pin now for Odell. A five-point move's not enough. It's 17-10.
Nope, and right there, that high half. There it is.
Telesnik's out of gas. It's all up to Odell right now, and Telesnik does roll it through 15 seconds.
Yep, Telesnik peels that half off. He's going to win. You know, his hand is, there's the stall call. His hands are wrapped up. Doug, I mean, that could be a football injury. It could be something where maybe he hasn't practiced much yet. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't doubt it. The match ends as the time runs out. Harris Telesnik of Grand Island, 17-10 over Caleb Odell of Lincoln East. And that's still not going to be enough to get Grand Island into first. Still not going to be enough. Although they still have three finalists to go and they'll all be favored. But it's still not enough. They were down 14 going into that match.
Oh, my.
220-pound consolation matches are going on right now between Marshall of Columbus and Schnell of Lincoln Southwest. We get ready for the 182-pound final. Tyler Schreiner of Grand Island, Zach Roeder of Lincoln Southwest. We're going to take a break and be back with more of the Kearney Invite brought to you by Craig Weeches of Pioneer Seed. Pioneer science with service, delivering success.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, all the new 2013 Ford F-150 Crew Cab four-wheel drives have got to go, and Crossroads Ford is dealing. Many specials marked right on the windshields. Ask about manufacturer rebates and factory bonus cash, or available special APR Ford credit financing with approved credit. They need trade-ins. Now's the best time to get a great deal. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
In the consolation, it is Derek Greenwald of Lincoln Southwest, a winner by pin over Jake Cully of Kearney in 2 minutes and 48 seconds. And Larry Baker, we just had our quickest pin of the finals.
Yeah, Tyler Schreiner of Grand Island just goes out, grabs a single leg, drives him straight to his back, and sticks him. Zach Roeder from Lincoln Southwest, unbelievable. And that's a big win. That really was a coin flip, Doug, that match, the Schreiner-Roeder match. Grand Island was not favored, you know, wouldn't have been heavily favored in that match. But Tyler Schreiner's a kid. He's another kid that's been in Team GI's program for a long time. His mom and dad, I went to school with, they've taken that kid all over the country wrestling. He's a junior. He's had to wrestle JV here for a long time. Here he is in the lineup, Kearney High champ, heading down the road. What a big win for them.
Now we go to the 195-pound final, and it's Edgar Silva of Grand Island and Tyler Bornson of North Platte as they are just underway. In the consolation match at 220, it's Marshall of Columbus and Schnell of Lincoln Southwest, and Schnell has dominated this match and leads it 10-0 with a minute and a half to go.
Yeah, and here at you've got another Grand Island boy on the mat here at 195. Edgar Silva, of course, was state runner-up last year, wrestling Tyler Bornson from North Platte. Bornson had Silva in some trouble. He's going to start bleeding.
Yeah,
you love blood, don't you?
Oh, blood kills. Wrestling can be slow, and blood just kills it. We like it a little bit when we want to get a word in from our great sponsors, and we want to thank all of our fine sponsors for allowing us to cover wrestling throughout the season, starting here with the Kearney High Wrestling Invite. Later on in the season, the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Meet, District, State, and hopefully we can work in maybe another match or two, a Kearney duel, or we've done the Amherst Invite a couple of times. There's some other interesting matchups up there. We always like to see what's going to be good, and if we can, try and pick one of those up.
The Kearney Grand Island duel is always really good. This year it will be especially good, I believe, because I think those two teams are going to have something. We know Grand Island will, but I think Kearney is one of the teams that's going to have something to say about it this year in Omaha.
Grand Island Central Catholic defeat the Kearney Catholic boys today 58-51 in boys basketball. And now the SEC second half is airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. When we are done here, it'll be the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll run down all the champions. We'll talk to the coaches from the Tri-Cities. And here, Cyrus Marshall of Columbus has been defeated by Kyson Schnell of Lincoln Southwest. I believe the final was 10-0. We'll double-check on that. The heavyweight third-place match is going to be Robert Morris of Lincoln Northeast and Cody Luce of Lincoln East. A few third-place matches with the Tri-Cities, but we had a bunch of them in the finals today, which is pretty cool. In fact, every final had somebody from either Kearney, Grand Island, or Hastings.
Oh, Edgar Silva's going to get a takedown there. He's going to end up in that front headlock with the near wrist, that Olsen roll position again. But Bornson is just coming after him. You know, Silva's a kid that's walked in the Parade of Champions. I mean, he's wrestled in the big time, and he's getting roughed up here a little bit. He's ahead 3-0, but Bornson's definitely not afraid.
And it looks like we'll also put the heavyweight on deck on mat one, so a good chance that we'll be finishing up here rather quickly on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda along with Larry Baker at the Kearney High Wrestling Invite here for 2013. Silva of Grand Island still leads Bornson of North Platte by a score of 3-1. Can't get him turned here with 20 seconds to go in the first period.
No, he's got a leg in. He's working awful hard there. There he's going to get back points. He just very rudely took him to his back there. These two guys are pretty physical with each other, Doug. He's going to get three back there. And I think they're going to go one for unsportsmanlike there. Silva went back across to crossface with the leg in and kind of wound up, if you will.
Bornson wondering if he's got all his teeth right now.
He might be missing some. Well, there could be a couple of them stuck in the forearm of Silva.
The physical sport of wrestling. Two more finals to go. Chase Reese of Grand Island, Aaron Griffith of Kearney will wrestle at 220, and Alex Morales of North Platte and Gabe Ledesma of Kearney will wrestle in the heavyweight championship. We've got another injury timeout, so let's hear from more of our great sponsors. We'll be right back.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Back to the Kearney High Wrestling Invite. Doug Duda, Larry Baker, our producer-engineer Grant Sparks. We head to the second period of the 195-pound final. Edgar Silva of Grand Island, a 6-1 lead over Tyler Bornson of North Platte. And they're getting ready for the heavyweight final. Alex Morales of North Platte and Gabe Ledesma of Kearney, neither one were the one or two seeds.
No.
So heavyweight was very unpredictable today.
And it is a lot of times, Doug. That's a weight where a lot of different kind of stuff can happen. Silva's body lock there. What they're going to say, so bleeding from the eyeball.
Yeah, Borson's hurt. Something happened in the pile there, and Borson
should be four near fall, not three. I think that's what Shadwinkle's telling him, is telling the official, is he was on his back. Why is that only three near fall and not four?
Yeah, you don't like to see that, and they got to take care of Borson over here and clean him up, so they're going to have a delay. Let's get over to the heavyweight match, Larry, where Morales of North Platte gets a quick takedown here over Ledesma of Kearney, leads it 2-0, 30 seconds into the match.
Yeah, Morales is a pretty good heavyweight. We remember seeing him before.
Now an escape for Ledesma, so it's 2-1.
Yeah, they're kind of flying around. A lot of times these big guys don't. Ledesma's a junior.
Morales got drawn in against the number one seed this morning and picked up two wins.
And, you know, that happens sometimes at heavyweight. Sometimes a guy maybe doesn't belong there, or they're big. A guy can fall down, as silly as that sounds, but you end up in the wrong spot as a heavyweight, and it's pretty tough. You can be a turtle.
Big height advantage for Morales here. Yes. He's
about a foot and a half.
I was going to say 6-7 inches, but, you know, if you want to over-exaggerate, that's fine. Ledesma is doing a good job of staying low, though, as Morales more of a he's kind of keeping his height up there. So,
and that's how you want a wrestler that's tall like that to wrestle tall.
And that's what he's doing. He's trying to get the throw, and Ledesma's got to find a way to get down low and get the legs. And two different styles here by these guys.
Yeah, Ledesma's tough. He's coming forward.
Back to 195. We've cleaned up the blood, but I think that Bornson's ready to get off the mat. He is tilted on his back.
He's got Silva's got a double chicken wing in here right now, and he's trying to get it sat to his butt. And just
there it is. The pin.
I think Grand Island's doing the stuff they need to do now to probably put themselves back in the driver's seat.
And that pin will come with 4:56, I believe, is going to be the official time for Edgar Silva of Grand Island to win the 195-pound title. So we go to the second period here at heavyweight, and Ledesma of Kearney is going to take bottom as North Platte's Morales leads 2-1. Up next, we've got the 220-pound final, Chase Reese, Grand Island, Aaron Griffith of Kearney High. So these are our final two matches here. Look at this. Nice reversal by Ledesma.
And he's got him in tough spot, Doug. He's got him on a headlock, pretty flat on his back.
Morales in trouble.
This could be big for Kearney
in the team race here.
Oh, he stopped it because the kid started tapping out. Oh, no.
An illegal full
Nelson.
It went illegal.
He lost the arm.
Full Nelson, near fall, though, for Ledesma.
No, it's a headlock. Headlock, and they're saying Ledesma lost the arm, and Hagan is saying, Dale Bean, you're crazy. Both Hagan and Swarm, both are upset.
But what happens is three for Kearney, one for North Platte.
Yes.
Ledesma leads at 6-3.
Yes.
On the restart in the middle, Morales will be on bottom with 1:25 to go in the second period. Morales just looks like he's two times bigger than Ledesma.
Yeah, and Ledesma's got an arm here. He's working a head lever half, and he's just going to turn him right to his back, Doug.
And he's stuck him. Ledesma came off the whistle and went right after it with the pin in 2 minutes and 45 seconds. Kearney High has a heavyweight champion. Is that the first time since Lance Tolstad?
It's been a while.
Kearney has a heavyweight champion at their own invite, and that has got to be the first time since, I mean, I'm serious, Tolstad. It has to be, doesn't it? Maybe somebody slid in there that we don't remember, and back over at 220, it didn't take long. Chase Reese is going to get the takedown here over Aaron Griffith, and he's going to finish it off with a pin in just over 40 seconds. And Aaron Griffith will finish second. So two quick pins there. And this team race is going to come right down to the final wire. We'll take a look at how it all plays out once they get it added up here. But at last check, our team scores were running a little bit behind, but Kearney had a four-point lead. And I think that was before Silva got the win. So you got two pins, Grand Island, one Kearney. Grand Island's going to eke it out by 2 points, maybe?
Yeah.
We're going to get the official stats, official numbers. We'll talk to the coaches on the Misco Sports postgame show. It's all coming up. Keep it here on Classic Hits.
Boy, the Ledesma deal was close.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
And welcome back to High School Wrestling, brought to you by Craig Weegis, your local Pioneer sales representative. To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Larry, this team title is going to come down. Heck, we still got a fifth and sixth place match up there that might put a point or two on the board, but it's Grand Island. Wrestling up there, and I think they just got a win in the heavyweight
and
a fifth-place match over Hastings.
Yeah, and a pin. The pin's actually what's important. The one point or whatever for the fifth place isn't that big a deal, but the pin is.
We'll talk to the coaches here in a moment, but your thoughts on what we saw.
I thought it looked good. You know, a lot of times early in the season, especially in Class A, everybody doesn't have everybody where they're supposed to be. A lot of good wrestling. No real surprises there in the finals, Doug. The guys that should have won did. I thought the Hugh Trong match for Hastings was really good. We see that in overtime. And to be honest, what I come away with, we knew what we'd see out of Grand Island. I think I saw what I thought I'd see out of Hastings, or excuse me, Kearney. Hastings, though, that train is on the right track. Brian's doing a great job. For them to have three champions and as many guys wrestling deep in the tournament as they did, I think shows you that Hastings is back in Grand Island. That's good to see, because for all those years with Howard, that was such a great program. And, of course, Coach Laux is a Howard Sheely athlete. So it's nice to see that come back to the Tri-Cities.
Well, winners today, we'll run them down for you. We'll run down the third and fourth place matches. We'll talk to the coaches as well, as it looks like Grand Island will eke out one of the closest team races over Kearney in a number of years.
Well, the closest team race Grand Island's been in a number of years, really. Like, they haven't been in very many, especially a tournament like this, haven't been in very many close team races.
Let's take a break. We'll be back with more after this timeout.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Another to Nicola. Is that good?
Cremosta, another three, in and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
Killian Motors would like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. Let us all remember the reason for the season. It's hard to believe that 2013 is almost gone, which reminds me, we have four new 2013 models left in stock, which we would like to move off the lot. A one-ton crew cab, a three-quarter-ton extended cab diesel, a Denali half-ton crew cab, and a beautiful Acadia Denali. They all would make someone a very nice Christmas present. Stop in and take a look. Killian Motors, 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, taking care of all of our athletes. Whatever the sport is, Misco's is there for you. Misco Sports. Brian Laux, the head wrestling coach at Hastings, joins us here at the postgame show. Three champions today. One of them, Nolan, your son, got a walkover over Stansberry. I know fans would have loved to seen that match here today. And being in the media, we can talk about a little gamesmanship. Stansberry a little banged up, but it's still a pretty good day for you guys.
Yeah, you know, with
they're going to see each other, you know, a few more times throughout the year. So it really wasn't a big deal. I know that he was a little banged up. And to be honest with you, Nolan didn't practice twice this week as well with sickness. So, you know, it's okay. We're going to end up seeing them down the road. So,
Brandon, Kyle, a win for you at 113, and he kind of got right after it today in the finals.
Yeah, Brandon, you know, he was a fourth-place finisher for us last year and has just done everything that we've asked for, you know, since that tournament. So, you know, he had a great spring, great summer, and we still got a few tournaments in before the season even started. So I really look for him to be one of those top contenders at 113.
We had two or three really great finals, and one of them was Wee Trong finding a way to win it in double overtime, kind of a know-the-rules thing there at the very end. I think everybody thought that the locked hands stopped the match as far as the kids and some of the fans, and it didn't, and it allowed him to get the escape. But probably the point in the match was his takedown there to get things tied.
Yeah, and you hate to have a match, you know, end like that. But, you know, there becomes official mechanics in terms of verbally saying locked hands 1 point, in which both kids kind of stopped wrestling. So it's unfortunate for Robley, but, you know, I thought we had a great tournament. You know, has developed, if you would have saw him as a freshman to where he is now, this kid has just really taken off, and just real happy for him because, you know, he's paid a lot of dues, and I know he has some high goals for this year, and, you know, just a great way to start the season for him.
Rest of your kids today, it looks like Hastings is going to finish third, best finish here at Kearney in a number of years, but I think we're going to hear that a lot this year. Hastings is going to do things better, and you have been doing things better.
Yeah, you know, it's I wouldn't say that I'm real happy with, you know, the result. I take that back. I'm pleased with our result, but, you know, I'm kind of selfish and greedy and want more. You know, we're not full strength yet, but, you know, I thought our kids gave a great effort. Our 145-pounder Caleb Nugent ends up losing his first-round match and, you know, battled all the way back and ends up getting third for us. So, you know, overall, it was a good day. And, you know, this tournament is a meat grinder just right out of the gate. And I know there's a lot of kids that end up placing better at the state tournament than they do at this thing. So, but, you know, throughout the years, it's just a very difficult tournament.
Hastings coach Brian Locke's with us here. Tell the fans, have you adjusted your schedule at all this year? Because if you get better and you got more kids out, you want to maybe see some different things. Talk about what you've got left the rest of this month and what you're doing differently this year.
First off, we ended up picking up two duels with we dropped Seward and York, and basically not our choice. They ended up they ended up wrestling each other, so that freed up 2 points. So we went ahead and picked up Bellevue West and Omaha Burke. And so we'll go there in late January. We'll go ahead and have Columbus duel on Thursday of this week, which is always a good duel with when Hastings and Columbus get together. And then Omaha South the following day with Omaha North and Lincoln Pius and Lincoln Southeast. So, and then we end, you know, before Christmas with the Flatwater. So it's we think our schedule is very comparable to some of the tougher ones in Class A, and so we just need to continue working. We have things we need to work on. You know, a lot of things stuck out that we'll address. But you know, overall, I thought conditioning wise and the kids just working hard. You know, very pleased with that.
And real quick, with so many more duels now being competed in than what we used to see, do you have a good duel team or a better invite team? What do you think?
Well, I think once we get full strength, I think that we'll probably be, you know, we'll be a pretty strong dual team. Our upper weights, you know, we're just trying to continue to develop those guys. And, you know, from the bottom to the middle, probably up to 160, we're fairly, you know, competitive. So I'm excited for what the future lies with these guys, and you know, we just, like I said, we just need to continue working and just get better.
All right, Brian, we'll let you go celebrate with your team. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Brian Locks, head wrestling coach of Hastings High School. They're going to finish third here today. We'll talk with Ty Swarm and Mike Shadwinkle. Stay with us. More of the results coming up.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back to High School Wrestling, brought to you in part by your friends at Pioneer Seeds. Craig Weech is your local Pioneer sales representative. Pioneer Science with Service, delivering success here at the Kearney High Wrestling Invitational. Doug Duda, Larry Baker with you. We will be chatting with Kearney High Wrestling coach Ty Swarm and hopefully Grand Island coach Mike Shadwinkle here momentarily. It looks like Grand Island has indeed won the Invitational here by just a few points, and we can take a look at those point standings for you here in just a moment. Also, we'll run down the first through fourth place medal winners, in case you missed any of the activity, so stay with us for that. Mike Shadwinkle is making his way up to our broadcast booth, I do believe, and we'll get a chance to talk with the coach here in just a couple of moments. So stay with us. Let's take a look at the final statistics and the final team scores. First off, in the team race, Lincoln Northeast finishes in 10th with 33 points. Omaha Bryan is 9th with 36. Bellevue West is 8th with 67. Columbus is 7th with 105. Lincoln East had 110. They're 6th. North Platte will be 5th with 132.5. Lincoln Southwest, 141. They're 4th. Hastings is 3rd with 143.5. Kearney 2nd, 249. Grand Island, 255. They win it by 6 points here today. We'll take another break and be right back.
Let's face it, if you own a business, your employees are your best advertisers. But if you're like most businesses, your billboards are blank. That's where Demilico comes in. Use screen printing or embroidery to get all your employees to look like they play on the same team. Demilico can outfit the office for a casual Friday or an entire construction company. They can also outfit your softball, baseball, or any sport team. Check them out online, Demilico.com, and see what their design staff can do for you. Demilico, just south of the 2nd Avenue overpass in Kearney.
Welcome back to our postgame report brought to you by Misco Sports. Mike Shadwinkle, head coach of the 5-time defending champions from Grand Island, joins us. We're a long way from 6, aren't we, Mike?
Yeah, we got a lot of work to do. Yeah, we definitely didn't have our best day today, but you know, we were able to scrap and scrape and get through it and eke out a win. So can't feel too terribly awful bad about it, but you know, it's a long season. There's plenty of time to get work done, but we definitely got to get back to it.
Status of where you thought your team was. You got the duel in Thursday, so you already had that on your plate, beating Columbus. But you know, coming off a little bit later football season, maybe some injuries. Obviously, you lose Dante to the transfer. Where did you think you would be, and compared to that, where are you right now?
You know, we're still a strong team. We're a scrappy team. You know, I think the bigger the tournament that we're in, the better we're going to be, because we've got enough good, strong individual kids that can wrestle well in bigger tournaments and still win a lot of matches and score a lot of points for us. So, you know, we're just not quite the powerhouse every single weight class up and down the lineup. Now, we're certainly going to work to try to get back to that kind of team. But right now, our good, tough kids are winning matches and scoring points, and we got to pull some other kids along to become what we've been. But, you know, I feel like we're kind of where we should have been or where I expected us to be. But I'm all never really satisfied, and we're always wanting more, that's for sure.
Grand Island's Mike Shadwinkle is with us here in the postgame after winning another Kearney High invite, very close by 6 points over Kearney. But you definitely set your schedule up to be as tough as it could possibly be to give these guys what they need by the time you get to Omaha.
Yeah, we really did. And, you know, we'll find out if that was a mistake or not in February. But
the coach always thinks it's a mistake in December, doesn't he?
Well, looking ahead at it, I'm kind of thinking, oh, boy, what did I do? But, you know, we're going to wrestle some of the best teams in the country. And, you know, we'll see where we're at, no doubt. And, you know, our kids have fared well by doing that. It's made us tough. And, you know, as the saying goes, iron sharpens iron. And we're definitely going to go get sharpened, that's for sure.
Had some highlights today. A couple of the kids came out and wrestled like nails. Billy Thompson just came out in a very good opponent and pinned Burbach. And then Rojas comes out and dominates his match. And then Rigo comes out and wins a tight one here today where you were able, because of some blood time in there, to you guys really had some last minute there, could kind of show them what to do. Both sides, both coaches could do that.
Yeah, and, you know, like I said, up and down our lineup, our kids fought and scrapped for points, and, you know, there's definitely some matches that didn't go our way today, and, you know, we've got to perform better and finish matches as a whole to be able to really put ourselves in position to get the win in some of those matches. But yeah, I mean, the matches you mentioned in particular, you know, Billy was up big when he got the pin, and Rojas was very dominating. You know, the quick pin by Tyler Schreiner, you know, Javi Silva coming up with a win at 95, and Chase Reese, you know, getting a quick pin at 220. I mean, those pins up in those upper weights is, you know, really what fought us right back into this tournament, enabled us to get the win.
What about, we'll let you out here with this, we kind of mentioned you've always had a couple upper weight guys, but now the focus has shifted. Yeah, I mean, we look at the lower weights, and you had Skylar Schmidt, but Kearney and Grand Island have some pretty goods, but where are you at with these younger kids?
Well, you know, we've got kids in our lower weights that can wrestle. We've just got to continue to develop them, and, you know, they've got to get, you know, they've got to make a stronger push as well. And you know, that's the stuff we're going to go talk about. We're going to try to get our lower weights to get on pace. But, you know, we feel confident we've got the best kids in there, and we've got the best kids we've got to put in there. And they're our kids, and we love them, and we're going to do the best to make them the best they can be. You know, we came into this tournament with one less guy. We didn't bring a 132-pounder. We're working on getting some kids to that weight. You know, we'll see where we're at the end, but it's, you know, to come in here and you know, get a bloody nose knuckle fight with Kearney down to the very end, and to be able to come out with the win with, you know, one less guy, it still feels pretty good. And so, you know, we got to walk away feeling good about some things, but like I said, there's definitely some things we can improve upon.
Well, I don't want you to miss your team picture that's coming up here. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks before the fracas.
Hey, no problem. Thanks,
that's
Doug.
Mike Shadwinkle, head coach, Grand Island Islanders, always gracious with his time as they win it again here this afternoon at the Kearney High Invite, but just 6 points over the Kearney High Bearcats. We'll give you all the final stats and run down Coach Swarm and wrap things up. Stay with us. You're listening to High School Wrestling, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer sales representative. To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weeches of Pioneer Seeds.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weeges, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports in here at the Grand Island Wrestling Invitational. They are going to have a wrestler of the meet. Let's tune in and see who got it.
This year's outstanding wrestler from Kearney High School, Dana Rodriguez.
No surprise, Damon Rodriguez probably coming through the toughest weight bracket today, winning the 126-pound weight division, and he faced a couple of state medalists coming up from Kearney Catholic. Damon wins the Wrestler of the Meet Award, so congratulations there to Damon. I know Dante gets a lot of the headlines, but in his first meet, Damon comes up and proves himself worthy, so congratulations. Let's take a look now at the final results. At 106 pounds in the consolation, Carter Wolick of Columbus, a 4-0 win over Miguel Hernandez of Grand Island. And in the championship, Gabe Crocker was a winner by pin in 40 seconds over Jason Christensen of Lincoln Southwest. At 113 in the consolation, Jordan Bober of Kearney wins by pin in 356 over Kobe Pozoza Hall of Columbus. And in the finals, Brandon Kyle of Hastings, a 13-3 major decision over Skylar Schmidt of Grand Island. At 120 in the consolation, Chris Bailey of Columbus, a 3-1 win over Blake Cohen of Grand Island. And it was a forfeit of the championship. Nolan Locks gets the win from Hastings over Isaac Stansberry of Kearney. At 126 pounds, third place goes to Jack Gropp of Lincoln East, a 5-2 win over Aaron Hauser of North Platte. And Damon Rodriguez of Kearney, a 4-3 come-from-behind win over Jackson Knorr of Lincoln Southwest. At 132 pounds, the consolation, Jordan Froner of Columbus, 10-4 over Austin Martz of Lincoln East. And in the championship, Dante Rodriguez of Kearney wins this meet again by a pin in 249 over Dylan Peterson of North Platte. At 138 pounds, it was Dylan DeRozier of Bellevue West, an 11-6 win over Damian Collins of Hastings to take third. In the final, Andrew Rojas of Grand Island won by a tech fall over Trevor Bigelow of Kearney, 18-0, the time 4:36. At 145 pounds, Caleb Nugent of Hastings, a pin in 335 of Austin Matthews of North Platte. And in the championship, Rigo Barragan of Grand Island, a 3-2 win over Jake Garner of Bellevue West. At 152, Jared Fortune of Grand Island, a 6-2 win over Colton McCauley of Bellevue West to take third. And Wee Trong of Hastings is able to win it in double overtime, 5-4 over Sean Robley of North Platte to take the gold. 160, third place match, James Chamberlain of Kearney, a pin in 1 minute over Joby Loving of North Platte. And Billy Thompson, a pin in 5:17 to win it over Tim Burbach of Lincoln Southwest. 170 pounds. Third place to Connor Myers of Lincoln Southwest, a 9-6 win over Camerson Schlender of Kearney. Harris Talunzik of Grand Island wins the weight class at 170 with a 17-10 win over Caleb Odell of Lincoln East. At 182, Kyle Brown of Lincoln East takes third over Wyatt Alcott of Columbus by a pin in 55 seconds. And the 182-pound champ, Tyler Schreiner of Grand Island, a 32-second pin over Zach Roeder of Lincoln Southwest. At 195 pounds, third place to Derek Greenwald of Lincoln Southwest, a pin in 248 over Jake Cooley of Kearney, and Edgar Silver of Grand Island, a pin in 2 minutes and 53 seconds over Tyler Bornson of North Platte. 220 pounds, third place to Kyson Schnell of Lincoln Southwest, a 12-1 major decision over Cyrus Marshall of Columbus, and Chase Reese of Grand Island, a pin in 46 seconds over Aaron Griffith of Kearney to take the championship. And finally, at heavyweight here today, Robert Morris of Lincoln Northeast, a win by pin in 205 over Cody Luce of Lincoln East. And in the championship, Gabe Ledesma of Kearney is able to get a real impressive pin in 245 over Alec Morales of North Platte. Don't forget, just a little bit after we sign off the air, you can hear the podcast at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll also have photos up in the near future on PlatteRiverPreps.com from today's action. They're free to look at, free to listen to the podcast, and do with what you will at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll wrap up our coverage of the Kearney High Invite right after this.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extra Happy New Year from your friends at Nebraska Land National Bank. As we take time to reflect this holiday season, Nebraska Land National Bank would like to thank all of those who have welcomed us into the community. We look forward to serving and growing with you in the coming year. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC. Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Welcome back to High School Wrestling Coverage, the Misco Sports Postgame Show. And Ty Swarm of Kearney High joins us here to wrap up our coverage. And Coach, you pushed Grand Island right to the end, and you kind of mentioned there, who knows if Isaac Stansberry could have pulled off a win against Nolan Laux if both were healthy, but you stepped aside and took second, so you could have possibly, I don't think he would have pinned Nolan, even if he would have won it, but you pushed Grand Island today, and I guess that's what folks are going to look at. Are you pleased with the day?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it was close enough that you go back and you look at all those little things that happened throughout the entire day. And really, at the end of the day, you look at it, we had a ton of great things go our way, and we had some that didn't go our way. And unfortunately, we came up just a bit short. So, but the guys, they battled hard. Couldn't be more proud to see what we were able to do on the mat. And early in the season, I think it just sets a great tempo for what we're hoping to see from our team this year.
Well, whoever the heavyweight was, I hope I don't offend them, but when Gabe won it, and it was very exciting the way he did it, but we were trying to think of the last heavyweight, and there's probably somebody just a couple of years ago, but I said Lance Tolstead might have been the last heavyweight from Kearney to actually win here at the Kearney Invite, no matter if it's been that long or not. From Gabe Crocker at 106 to Gabe at 285, you bookended it pretty well.
Oh, absolutely, and a lot of people looked at Gabe Crocker, and they think that guy's going to win that weight class because he was a varsity guy, state qualifier last year, and he's a solid 106-pounder this year. They didn't know who Gabe Ledesma was, per se. He was a backup to our heavyweight last year, Taylor Towery, but Gabe did very well with the JV matches. He likes to work hard. You can see he pushes the tempo, frustrates kids, and he's never out of a match. He just keeps going, keeps wrestling hard, and he keeps great position. He's very difficult to get out of position.
You have a couple other champions today in the Rodriguez brothers, and kind of in a little twist of fate, Dante comes out, does what he's supposed to do. Damon probably in a tougher weight class, and he ends up being named the wrestler of the meet.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Dante is just on a whole nother level than the people he's wrestling, and it's fun to watch him just enforce his will, and he does that, and he takes the mat, and the mat's his, and he's going to let everybody know it, and he's just at a different level, so he's very exciting to watch. Damon came into today fifth seed, and his first round he had a state placer from last year. Second round in the semifinals, state placer from last year, I'm not sure, and then finals, state placer. And for him to step up, and every match was close and it was tight, and it came down to guts and digging deep, and he was able to find a way to win all three of those matches and put together a great performance today. Couldn't be more proud of what they were able to do.
Talking with Kearney coach Ty Swarm, for the matches that we didn't see earlier in the day, or the fans may not have seen up on the stage, were there a couple of other things today that stood out to you?
Well, we pinned a ton of people, and kind of embarrassing to say, as a coach, we haven't worked a ton of pinning combinations, and so that kind of surprised me. We were able to put a lot of points on the board with pins. We, after going into the semifinals, we were 13-2 with 11 pins, and so that's not something I probably saw coming. Which was excellent, and it obviously helped us get in that team race, and the guys really just were solid. I thought our conditioning looked at where it needed to be, if not better, and so couldn't be more pleased with the things that we saw on the mat today.
What about what you've got coming up before Christmas?
This is our toughest part of our schedule up to Christmas. Next week we go to Council Bluffs, the brand-new tournament. It's got Nebraska and Iowa schools. I think there's a South Dakota schools there. There's some Kansas schools there. I look to see that tournament grow to be one of the toughest that we will wrestle every year. And then Grand Island Fracas right after that. They're both two-day tournaments. The one in Council Bluffs is an individual tournament. They actually wrestle pool play the first day, and then they tier out two brackets the second day, depending on how you did in your individual pools the first day. Much like the following week at the Fracas, but they do that with duels. So those are going to be two just great challenges for us, and I think riding the momentum off of this week, we look to compete well at both of those tournaments. And I think we're tough top to bottom. We've got solid guys in there. We're a tough dual team, and I'm excited to see what we can do throughout the year.
All right, Ty, congratulations on a great performance here on opening day, and let's go watch some football.
Sounds good.
Ty Swarm, Kearney High, thanks so much.
Thanks,
we'll take a break and wrap things up right after this timeout.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Methy.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to high school wrestling. We want to thank all the many fine sponsors, including our corporate sponsor, Craig Weeches of Pioneer Seeds. He's there for us for all of our wrestling meets. The Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer sales representative. To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weeches, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Again, in case you missed it, the final team totals today, very close here at the Invitational. And Grand Island able to win it just barely over Kearney High here today. But they do win it, and that is what matters, right, folks? They win it by a total of 6 points. And, of course, as Ty Swarm said, you can go back and, I suppose, try and find those points somewhere on the board. But today it was Grand Island with 255, Kearney with 249, then back to Hastings with 143.5. Good day for them. Lincoln Southwest, 141, North Platte with 132.5, then Lincoln East, Columbus, Bellevue West, Omaha Bryan, and Lincoln Northeast. Your winners today, Gabe Crocker of Kearney at 106, Brandon Kyle of Hastings at 113, Nolan Laux of Hastings at 120, Damon Rodriguez, the wrestler of the meet for Kearney at 126, Dante Rodriguez of Kearney at 132. It was Andrew Rojas of the Islanders at 138, Rigo Baragan of the Islanders at 145, Wee Trong of Hastings at 152, Billy Thompson of Grand Island at 160, Harris Teludznik of Grand Island at 170, 182 Tyler Schreiner of the Islanders, the Islanders' Edgar Silva, 195, Chase Reese, 220 of Grand Island, and Kearney's Gabe Ledesma at 285. And if you paid attention, 14 champions, all 14 were from the Tri-Cities, either Kearney, Grand Island, or Hastings. What a performance today by those three schools. For our producer engineers, Grant Sparks and Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Kearney Catholic split their basketball this afternoon. The girls won the championship over Lincoln Lutheran. The boys fell to Grand Island Central Catholic 58-51. Also, Kearney High boys fell today to Millard West. Madison won the Broken Bow Invitational, followed by Central City, and then it was Holdridge and Kearney Catholic. We'll be back on the air Tuesday. Some high school basketball, Axtell and Silver Lake, and then more sports action next weekend. But until then, switch it over to ESPN 1460 and 1550 for college football. The SEC Championship is just into the second half, and all the action going on between Missouri and Auburn. Auburn 38-34 with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. That'll be followed by Ohio State and Michigan State for the Big Ten Championship. Also today, Baylor, they end up still winning the Big 12 by downing Texas 30-10, and Oklahoma upset Oklahoma State 33-24. I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, from their storefront location in downtown Orr, taking care of all of our area athletes and teams, schools throughout the state. Misco Sports. This is Doug Duda saying good night, everyone.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.